throb. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet Earth. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra, live, uninterrupted transmission from the bosom of Biafra land on this very day, the second day of December, the very last month in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing at approximately 2.5 minutes past 8 p.m. here, 2.5 minutes past 7 p.m. in the United Kingdom, the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are on this very earth. We welcome you to our p.m. edition, our live unedited edition, to continue as we promised you the very ceaseless, unadulterated, unrelenting propagation of the gospel of the restoration of the Republic of Biafra. That is why we are here, and that is why Biafra will come. This Biafra will not just come, it will do so in absolute truth and honesty, that shame may befall devil and all of his associates. As we are broadcasting today, we are also reporting that ZJB Radio in Montserrat is also broadcasting Radio Biafra as well. Those of you with difficulties as to how you can access Radio Biafra, if you go to Radio Biafra London on Facebook, you will be able to see the link. And I'm also informing Oforma to ensure that all the admins on radiobiafra.co will copy and make this link available to our people there. That on ZJB Radio in Montserrat, there also there is Radio Biafra, because we are formidable, because we are incredibly resilient. People all around the world latch onto this very gospel. They come to us. They link up to Radio Biafra even without us prompting them. We just don't say things, we make them happen. The world is listening. When we say we must focus like a laser beam on everything Biafra, that is exactly what we are going to do. ZJB Radio in Montserrat is not just there to maybe perhaps entertain people with gossip and innuendo and meaningless character assassinations. They are there to preach to the people of Montserrat, if at all any still exists after the volcano, that there is this voice proclaiming the coming of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. Our land is awful. It is decaying. It is very, very bad. It is unpalatable. But regardless of the condition we find this place in, we are going to rebuild it. We will not rebuild it under the governance of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We shall do so under this very place that Chukwu Abiama determined that we must inherit. That is why, irrespective of where you are, where you're listening from, north to south, east to west, across the entire time zones upon the face of this very earth, in every continent, in every country, in every city, in every town, every village, every hamlet, every clan, anywhere that you are, as long as you have access to CHK 97.6 in Igwacha for now, but we are continuing to spread it, hopefully before the end of this very week. Olu, Nkwere, Owerri, Mbano, Mbise will also be on FM as well. We are working very hard. That is our job. That is what we are here to do. And we are going to do it, because Chukwu Abiama decided that we must come. Only him called us to come and not man. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. Nobody can do what we are doing. They cannot do it. Nobody can do what we are doing, because Chukwu Abiama's grace is upon all our handiwork. That is why we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. The good Biafrans, I mean, in the far eastern part of the world, because there are too many fake people. Too many fake people. Even in this very effort, we have seen all of them. There are people, for those of them that will never appreciate anything good, even though they themselves cannot do it. We are talking about those who are genuine, those who are bona fide Biafrans, those of them who are honest, those of them who are sincere, those of them who apply themselves very vigorously to this very noble task, that the will of the Almighty God may prevail upon our lives. That is why we are here, and I must welcome you, especially to all our new listeners, especially those listening to ZJB Radio Montserrat, which the link is on Radio Biafra. We don't ask people to pick up Radio Biafra. They do it on their own. The reason why they do this is because we have a cult following. We have people who are dedicated to Radio Biafra. We have those that have received healing by listening to this very message of truth. We speak the truth here. We cannot afford to lie. Anybody lying, you are bringing curse upon yourself. Anybody trying to stop this very effort, you are laboring yourselves in vain. We don't have time for police informants. Anywhere in the world, any freedom fighter, that is my problem with Owasu Rike, you cannot claim you're fighting the zoo at the same time you're cavorting with them. The same thing with the Chukwu Abiama. You cannot say you're a freedom fighter. You are going to Nigerian police. People who don't feel ashamed, you go to Nigerian police. People without shame, people without honor. It's a very good thing that somebody managed to lay hands on what I call the raw audio of what transpired at Enugu. Don't you know Chukwu Abiama is great? They were possessed in their madness. That very audio clip was published to debunk every rubbish being propagated. Because now I know why Chukwu Abiama removed those of them that he removed. Because they cannot reason properly. They cannot think properly. And in that very audio clip, which I said I will not respond to, but have been compelled to respond to, it is very, very clear and abundantly evident that none of the nonsense they were saying actually transpired. Don't you know that Chukwu Abiama is great? In their foolishness, they posted it. You can be so evil to the point whereby you poison yourself without knowing it. That is what they have done. Everything. And I say to people, anybody dealing with these turncoats and informants are working for the zoo. All of you are working for Nigeria. You pretend you are Biafrans. Oh, we are doing freedom fighting. But in essence, you are informants for the zoo. You want to make money, or you're making money by selling information to Nigerian government. You make money by selling what we are doing to those of them who think they can destroy us. I challenge anybody to try and see if you can pull us down. You are dreaming in cloud. You are deranged, mentally insane. Not fit to be referenced. People that we paid money to, gave cars to, Chukabosa doesn't talk. Hosito Keke doesn't speak. They have a car. They have a flat. Kechukwe Nyago, the talkative idiot behind the scenes, ill-educated, ill-disciplined. You have my father's car, which you are cruising all over the place with. You have never driven a car in your life before. You were being paid. I paid you every blessed month. I stopped paying you the moment you instigated the women through a Berechukwani Borgo to stop or to attempt to stop Iberibe. You think you can stop what you are doing? You are mad. You can't do it. Nobody can. Nobody born of woman can. Amateur blackmailers. You are new in the game. You have not learned anything yet. Today, the audio clip was released. It was made very clear that I never sent anybody to kill anybody. Made very clear that this woman came to me crying, pretending she fainted. Pretending she was crying, pretending she wanted to stay close to me. All in a bid to try to steal my phones. All in a bid to extract information to sell to Nigeria. Very, very sad indeed. Somebody who called Nigerian police is an informant. In every serious freedom fighting outfit in the world, nobody will speak to her ever again. But you see, Igbo people, they lack honor. They don't have any shame. Therefore, some idiots who are fathered by Hausa Fulani people will still even dream of speaking to her. Some people are not just worthy. That is all I have to say about that. I paid them. Are they denying it? The transfers I made. Have I ever asked Rita Anebogu to, for once, give me account of the money that she collects from Biafrans all over the world? Because I am somebody that when I trust you completely and totally. I don't take anything back. I have no reason to ask. Because I believe we are all fighting for the same thing. Nothing was given to me. They have stolen our computers at the office. They have more or less sequestrated. They have stolen our properties and our cars belonging to the Biafran family all over the world, IPOB, under my direct command. These people are not worth the time and the space we allocated to them. In the next few weeks, we will be able to deal with this very matter in a very concise form. I know what I'm waiting for. There is something called hubris. They will play that very card, and then we're moving for the kill. That's what we're waiting for. They know it. They know that we know what we are waiting for. We must move on. Some people are not worthy to be called freedom fighters. Some people were never born to do freedom fighting. Some people were born with bags and bags of envy, jealousy, and greed, and that is what will kill them. I can't see how Banyoga Horn, and they cannot survive from it. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome you wherever you are. If you are in any doubt and you want to listen to an audio tape, you go and listen to your heart's content. But I ask you to listen to those clips with a dose of common sense. You'll be able to reason. When somebody says something is red and you find out that thing is blue, that person is a liar, you can never again trust anything they say. That is the golden rule. If you want to be honest and consistent in all that you do, that is why nobody can come here and say we have ever told a lie before, because we cannot lie. We cannot. We are above lies. We are above corruption. That is why we are incorruptible, whiter than white itself and whiter than snow. What we have done, nobody can do it. If you go there, you will see it. ZJB Radio Montserrat. Nobody can. You can't do it. Wazulike fell by the wayside because he was a charlatan. All charlatans fall because Biafra is a spirit. Biafra waba akobo. You can't carry it unless your hands are clean. Go and ask anybody, they will tell you. How do you think that ZJB Radio Montserrat will carry this very news? Has anybody done that before in your life? Has anybody ever placed Biafra on satellite before in your life? Has anybody ever before placed Biafra on FM before? Has anybody ever granted any worthwhile interview to a foreign media up until this very moment? Nobody. Only IPOB under my direct command. No other person can. Can't do it. You think it's easy? No, you can't. If you are hungry, you go and look for work to do. Anybody thinking that coming to Biafra somehow, you start to make money, you are mad. You are insane. Biafra is a sacred calling. Sacred calling. Very ancient and consistent. It doesn't change over time. It never ever changes. One mistake and you live to regret it all your life. We are whiter than white and whiter than snow. You can twist the truth all you like from version 1 to version 100. Nothing changes. It's the same thing. Eziokwu be eziokwu, okwu asị be okwu asị. How are they now feeling after an idiot proclaimed that he took my funds from me? But it's now very clear that it was stolen, wasn't it? After feigning that they have fainted. These are people who lack honor and decency. People without employment, we give employment to. They have never worked before in their lives. Never! Cannot afford to pay for one single room in Malaysia. Insubordination. Brought about by abuse of hard drugs. That is what it does to your lives. I told him you must stop smoking marijuana. Because your brain can't take it. I know it can't. Look at where it landed them today. Very, very shameful indeed. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Our work is relentless. You cross our path and we grind you into the dust. And we, who is going to stop a Konyo? Miss Yebe, you are all police informants working for the zoo. Oh, I'm crying for my country. When you are crying for your purse and your handbag, you are expecting to be filled with money from the zoo government. You ran to Nigerian police for me. You went to Nigerian police, you and Nigerian police on the streets of Enugu, the sacred capital of Biafra land, trying to stop what we are doing. You are a daughter of Satan. A daughter of Satan. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. I bring you our news headlines, and as soon as the barrister is able to join me, I will bring him to you. That is a card, a hand I want them to play. Once they play it, then we move him for the kill. One hand, so suck off for her, huh? To play. We are waiting for them. I'm waiting for them. Ndiara and Yushi. You think Biafra is something you can toy about with and get away with it? No, you can't. You will always fall. Because Chukwu Abiama is God. I can't see Abanyegohon. Anybody with common sense, go and listen to the audio clips that they have been posting. You will see very clearly. Oh, I have the key to the transmitter. I saw it. But it is not. What rubbish are you talking about? It shows you what I go, okay. Are you well at all? You have the key. Can't you open it? This is Radio Biafra. One chance robbers on the prowl in Enugu. A very apt and befitting headline this very evening. The thing about one chance armed robbery is that they prey on your confidence. Black people in Africa don't know the meaning of trust. That is why they are poor. I have said this sometimes when I preach on this platform, people don't quite understand what we are saying. I say that everything in life is hinged on trust. If you ask me, I will tell you. If you go tomorrow and say that UBA Bank is about to be liquidated, you will see people queuing in front of UBA to take out their money from the bank. Confidence in that very bank will fall so low that people will no longer be able to trust it. That is the meaning of trust and confidence. The reason why every air crash in the world is investigated and America is always in front of every effort to investigate air crashes because they have Boeing that make aircraft. Even these days, the EU is also at the forefront of it. Do you know why they always get worried anytime there's an air crash? It is because they don't want the public's confidence in the safety of air travel to be jeopardized. Why? Because if you don't fly, they cannot, you know, there'll be no airport tax to be levied. That very industry will crumble. People will be out of their jobs. Now you're beginning to follow, isn't it? Trust is at the heart of everything that we do here. Trust! Even to Kwasiobi. You trust people and they betray you. Not just to betray you. The same thing I was recorded to go and call Nigeria police. That's how you know them. That's how you know them. Betrayers to the core, to the bone. Everything that comes out of their mouth are lies. Okwasi, lies and deceit. Treachery. Fake love. That's what they give. Fake in every way. Acting. Let us act and see what may come out of it. One chance robbers on the prowl in Enugu. We can never play with your confidence and trust in us. I declare that openly before heaven and before earth. There is no way we will not get Biafra. I am here on the ground. Abanyagi. Nandi no baranyo kirikiri, we are here. Because Chukwu Abiama is God. One chance robbers on the prowl in Enugu. Netanyahu sees the son off to join the IDF. The prime minister of Israel, Benjamin, that's the correct pronunciation, Netanyahu, is seeing the son off into the military. Can Jonathan do that? God says no. How about Buhari or Tambuwal? How about Ojozo Kalo? How about Okorocha? Ndiyoshi Nandiyama? Can they do that? Says no. There is no honor here. He's a sitting prime minister. The son is not in a Swiss school or in a private school in the United States of America. This boy is not in a private school anywhere around the world. He is in Israel serving his country in the army. Netanyahu's son could be killed. It doesn't matter. Because patriotism means I love my country more than I love myself. I will sacrifice anything for my country. That's the meaning of patriotism. Not I will run to the police and tell them, you are a police informant. Police informant. People saw you with their two eyes. With leading Nigerian police. Oh, Aru Emen. I will never call the zoo police for any of you or any of their people for you. Those that led me to the office because they said they wanted peace. They wanted peace. And I, being a very peaceful person, which some people misconstrue for something else, did not quite understand the sense of it. I will not go any further. I presume, in the right sense which I feel I should possess, to make this very proclamation that the very eminent barrister attorney at law is with me, Barrister Mamezu, all the way from London. I am going over to the line to ask this very barrister to confirm his presence to the entirety of humanity, and in particular to die-hard Biafrans all over the world, please.
Good evening, Director Owa Nambikano.
Thank you, Barrister. You're kind. You are very kind.
Director, may your days be longer.
And yours as well.
May all you do be blessed by Chukwu Abiama.
You say?
May you fulfill all that you have set to do. And may all your household benefit from your hard works, whether up, down, sideways, in the middle, behind, central, in front. May you be glorified in everything, Director.
You say, and you too.
My fellow dear friends, sir, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south, we bring you our news every evening, every morning. If we cannot bring it to you, we put music. We cherish the opportunity to serve our people in truth and in honesty. And of course, there are some of us who are not singing the same song as we do. But we ask Chukwu Abiama to see us through this journey so that our time is not being wasted by detractors and those who do not want us to bring about the restoration of Biafra. Chukwu Abiama must be merciful to our people who are killed every day in the north, also within us. We ask all of you, wherever you are, to focus your attention on the restoration of Biafra. Do your best, bring out your ability, and bring out your sense of humility, sense of respect, sense of responsibilities for mankind, so that Biafra will be restored at the end of all this struggle. May all of you be glorified at the end, that you are one of those who brought about the restoration of Biafra. This is my prayer to Chukwu Abiama. Amen. Director, I'm here. Go on with the news. Good evening once again.
Good evening, Barrister. Good evening. Thank you very much for joining us. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We are live. We are direct. And after our news headlines, and accompanying news summary presentation, we will, without hesitation, proceed to open up our lines. And when we do so, the number to call will remain +234 805 909 8137. I repeat, +234 805 909 8137. We are also on +44208 133 9976. I repeat, 0044 or 00944 if you're calling us from the zoo. 208 133 9976. We are also on Skype Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra One. And for all principal officers of state, you can access Radio Biafra live transmission for any commentary or announcement you may have to make to us via Rapid Response 68. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, my name is Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the leader of the Indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. I said all over the world. Rue ebeni no wasotru. I happen to be the commander of all her forces, those of them who understand the sense of discipline, sacrifice, and application. And by the same token, the director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, and not man, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I will welcome you whilst I continue to present our news headlines this very evening. I was reporting previously that Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, have courageously done something that no African head of state has ever done before, to place their own child before the enemy. An act of supreme courage and sacrifice in the face of abject adversity. That is what I call a man. For those of you who don't know, if you have watched 90 Minutes at Entebbe, go and watch that movie. I make movie recommendations to all of you. Go and watch 90 Minutes at Entebbe. You will see there, the only officer to lose his life is the senior brother of Benjamin Netanyahu. The family have been fighting for their country from day zero. That is how you know men of steel and honor. They did not run to the Arabs for money. They did not go and call Arab police. Freedom fighters. In the morning and on Facebook and on recording in the evening, you are cavorting with the police. Riding in the same car with Nigerian police. In the same vehicle with them. Chineke nemelu nebere. Because, I don't know. We saw you with our two naked eyes, not them say. Prechukwane Borg riding with Nigerian police, looking for me. Nigerian police. Amazing. Enugu Chief Justice inaugurates panel to probe council boss over 1.7 billion fraud. The wife of Namadi Sambo, the vice president of the zoo, loses family to Kanu blast. Airport crisis, the zoo to lose revenue to Ghana, what is new? We are also reporting today, as we do every blessed day, that Jamaatul Nasri Islam accuses government of Boko Haram failures. That is the Islamic group. And for those of you who were wondering how it is possible for Rita Ebrechukwu-Anigboku to come looking for me with the police, somebody should ask her this very simple question. You came in a Hilux, in a white Hilux van and a saloon car. You went to Landon Hotel at New Haven. You went to Barcelona. Am I lying? Am I telling the truth? Did you come with Nigeria police to Landon Hotel, New Haven, in a white Hilux van and a saloon car, or not? That day, if you are very smart, you would have seen if you got, how was it possible? At that very moment, I sent Brad Chimezier to go to Landon Hotel. At that very moment. They could not even notice the car anymore, the same car she was riding in almost all day. And in fact, Brachimezie nearly went dumb. I said to him, it cannot, he said, what are you talking about? Two times! White hillocks. They have bought hillocks. They go settlement from the zoo. Let's go have hillocks. And the saloon car. Araga, one day, Ara, very shortly. I'm waiting for one thing to be done by them. One thing. One! And then they'll be gone forever. One simple thing for them to do. They know what it is. One of the idiots alluded to it earlier today. I'm waiting for them. One single thing. And then their history. Our news in greater detail. White, bear that in mind when you ask her. White hillocks van and a saloon car. Yes or no? New heaven in Enugu. With Nigerian police. I don't know why people will lend any credence to the words of a police informant. Police, Nigerian police informant. Freedom fighter. One chance on the prowl, Omondine Zoshi, not within Biafra movement. One chance in the Kanaba. You think this is some kind of gimmick? You think we are joking? You are insane. You don't know me. You don't know me. Some idiots even wonder how I could have driven at the age of 15. Go and ask those that went to government college. Umwai. Ndi Aran and Yoshi. Ndi Sim maybe. Who can't reason properly. As Christmas season approaches, the same way as Biafra is getting closer. Robbers disguised as tricycle operators, otherwise known as keke drivers, have resurfaced in Imo State the same way that people pretending to be freedom fighters. But Ndi Akanapa. They are everywhere because they know Biafra is coming. This very story today is a mirror image of what is happening in this very movement. There are people who are calling themselves freedom fighters who are in essence poverty-stricken, poverty-driven, very desperate human beings looking for a way to steal, to cheat, and to pillage. Once you try to stop them, all hell is let loose. But I love it. I welcome it. Do you know why? Because once in a while, I want to test my resolve to see if I have what it takes to lead a bunch of recalcitrant, ungrateful people. Igbo people are naturally ungrateful. That is the way they are. It's in their nature. Nobody can cure them of that disease. Only the grace of Chukwu Abiama is propelling us forward. One chance, as they are called. One chance. Confidence tricksters. They disguise themselves as keke. You think they are normal people plying their trade. You want to help them. You want to go in. You want to pay them money. But they are criminals. The funniest thing about this very place is that once somebody tricks you or cheats you out of something based on the trust you have on them, they think they are smart. Only black people can think that way. Oh, can't you see? I have stolen his phones. Can't you see? I'm smart. One chance, as they are called, you know, where a commercial tricycle used by robbers, where the operator and a member of his gang disguised as driver and passenger, unsuspecting commuters, mostly women who get on such keke, are hypnotized and robbed of all their valuables. The same thing happening in Biafra's struggle. I am a freedom fighter. Come in. Please come and join me. Let us do this. There is a scheme going on. Oh, it's, you cost 6 million, but if you give me 2 million, I can execute it. Let us do something. It's a franchise. You are playing with the memory of nearly 6 million people dead. Those of them were remembered on the 30th of May, in case you have forgotten. And those of them that we atoned for, in case you have forgotten. We are talking about blood of millions of people. Millions of people. I feel sorry. You know, Yeshua chose Judas Iscariot. He also told them, woe betide you, they will allow the Son of Man to be betrayed through your hands. Our people should go and reason very, very properly before they say or do anything, because the wrath of Chukwu Abiama will descend upon them. We are still here in Biafra land, preaching this very gospel, bringing this very wonderful news close to our people. Go to Facebook, you will see there. ZJB Radio, Montserrat. People from far away places, they acknowledge us. They acknowledge us. They do. Some of the victims of the One Chance robbery in Owerri, who spoke of the activities of One Chance keke operators, said they were dispossessed of between 85,000 naira to 250,000 naira in addition to other valuables. The new wave of One Chance operators in the state, it was gathered, is more rampant on the Imsu Junction Okigwe Road, Wedru Road and World Bank axis of the state capital, an act many attributed to the Ember months when people usually go out to make money at all costs for Yuletide celebration. Making money at all costs. The hallmark of very desperate people. I will do anything for money. That is how desperate people operate. And in the process, they will even sink so low as to compromise the faith and the trust you have in them. Betrayal. Betrayal. We continue. Avner Netanyahu, the youngest son of Israel's prime minister, began his military service in the Israel Defense Forces on Monday after being given a heartfelt send-off by his parents who came along to see him board the bus. Netanyahu reported for duty at the Ammunition Hill collection point, the main location where new recruits from the capital gathered before being bused to IDF's induction center near Tel Aviv. Proud parents Benjamin and Sarah were on hand to see their son off, as was Avner's older brother, Yair, who had already completed his military service. "We are moved just like every mother and father who watched their son go off to the army," Netanyahu said. "We are full of pride and naturally worry." Of course, everyone has to worry. "Everyone knows this in every home in Israel, and we are no different. I told Avner to take care of the state and to take care of himself." This is from a father to a son. He did not say, "Take care of yourself first." He said, "Take care of Israel first before you take care of yourself." I have been meeting people that take care of their own pocket first before they take care of Biafra. Who take care of their own, in the morning before they take care of Biafra land. They take care of the needs of the stomach before they take care of their land. I commend the Prime Minister of Israel. That is how things are supposed to be done. You lead from the front. I am here on the ground. I will not ask anybody to do something I will not do. That is why we are here. That's why we are here. Curfew declared in Damaturu. As the military continues its clampdown on the insurgents who attacked Damaturu, the Yobe state capital, on Monday, the state governor, Alhaji Ibrahim Gaidam, has shut down the town. The governor has imposed a 24-hour curfew on the town while praising the military and security agencies for their gallantry in the battle against the insurgents, some of whom are still believed to be hiding in the capital town. The curfew on Damaturu has made it impossible for people to travel outside Maiduguri, the capital of yet another troubled state, Borno, as the Yobe capital has remained the only route in and out of the birthplace of the deadly Islamic sect. A statement by Malam Abdullahi Bago, the special advisor on press affairs and information to the Yobe state governor, Alhaji Ibrahim Gaidam, emailed to journalists covering the state on Tuesday. They stated that the governor has approved the imposition of a 24-hour curfew in Damaturu, the state capital. Our WhatsApp people are now feeding on themselves. If this child lives, fine. If the child dies, it's a very bumper meal to have. Anybody that's had a hand in the killing of Biafrans, in the killing of innocent children, anybody that's had a hand in the killing of pregnant women who did nothing wrong other than to come from Biafra land. This slaughter has been happening since 1945, intensified between 66 and 1970. Today, you are getting your comeuppance. Today, you are getting the very sweet revenge. Today, Hausa Fulani people are running helter-skelter because of what they did to Biafra. The same way that anybody that rose against us will suffer, they will suffer ingloriously, in pain, and in death, they will suffer. We continue. Barrister, are you with me?
Well, I don't think you are streaming outside.
I need to confirm it. Barrister, we are live. We are direct. There are no interruptions from here. I suggest you go to my Facebook page and pick up the link from there. You'll be able to get it. Go to my Facebook page and pick up the link from here. There are no interruptions. I have not seen any breakages, no red lines. All the lines are blue. I took the call because I knew that you were calling to report something very important. All the same, I am very grateful to you for that. We are all very grateful. Barrister, I suggest you go and pick up the link from my Facebook page. Thank you very much. We continue. Enugu Chief Justice inaugurates panel to probe council boss over 1.7 billion fraud. The Chief Judge of Enugu State Justice, Innocent Umezulike, has inaugurated a 7-man impeachment panel to investigate the chairman of Iweze North Local Government Area, Bonaventure Onu, over alleged misappropriation and embezzlement of local government funds this year, totaling 1.7 billion. The members of the panel are Nestor Ezeme. Why are you probing? How about Sullivan Chime? Have you probed him? How much has he stolen? That is the thing about justice here in Biafra land, which is still part of the zoo anyway, because they think like animals from the zoo. Why can't you probe Sullivan Chima? Because he's immune from prosecution. But for the council boss, everybody here is a rogue. That is why I said before, any time we want, any day you cite the headquarters of any Biafra movement on Igbo land, on Igbo soil, I've said it before, go back, you see it, they become corrupt and compromised. But we have a cure for it. My own cure is not just prayer, but steadfastness. Chukwa Abiyama, anything that I do that isn't to go and get Biafra in truth and honesty, you will kill me. But if my hands are clean, my conscience very clear, Chukwa Abiyama, you will bless me. I say it openly, that's my prayer. I challenge anybody to say the same prayer in the open. If you're honest, come and say the same prayer in the open. You will die off. You can't say it. I don't go to Arose. I don't believe in it. Chukwa Abiyama is my God. They are probing council people. How about those stealing from the top? How about those of them who are involved in embezzlement and criminality? How about them? Madness. The wife of Nnamdi Sambo, the vice president of the zoo, Amina is her name, is currently in mourning over the loss of her family members during the multiple bomb explosions that besieged Kano Central Mosque on Friday last week. Sambo's wife, who hails from Kano, who said to have lost an undisclosed number of relations and friends to the incident that claimed about 120 lives. Touched by her plight, the president's wife, Mrs. Patience Jonathan, on Sunday led wives of some top government officials to pay a condolence visit on Mrs. Sambo at her husband's official residence, Aguda House, inside the presidential villa in Abuja. Amazing. Amazing stuff. There is a breaking news coming in. There is a breaking news yet unconfirmed coming in. I need to know. It's from Empire News. They are reporting this evening. They are saying that I'm not surprised anyway. You know that Chukwu Abiyama is great. The only thing we don't have is funds. I said that anything we say on Radio Biafra is gospel. I don't know how credible this very news is. And I don't think it is credible because it was posted on the 29th, 2014. They said that Pope Francis is planning to step down because he says there is no God. That is what they said. I have come to the conclusion there is no God. We wait to confirm this very news. I wait confirmation of this very news. We don't know yet. It was broken 2 days ago. Nothing has actually happened to lend credence to it. But that will not surprise me. He was seen at the Blue Mosque in Istanbul praying, facing Mecca. Nothing will surprise me anymore. Nothing surprises me. Only Chukwu Abiyama can be God and not man. Sambo's wife, whose plight has touched Mrs. Patience Jonathan, decided to pay her a courtesy visit with the wives of other top government officials. This thing, I try to contrast it with what happens all over the world, in the civilized world, because Africa is not civilized, especially Black Africa. So I sort of wonder now, because before we were civilized and we went through a period of darkness, the dark ages of Africa, when Europeans came here and brought colonization that rendered that the reason why we are in the mess we are today is because of European intervention. I believe in natural selection. I believe that nature should be allowed to run its course. If it is the will of the Almighty God that Africans should not be able to witness certain aspects of what they now term today as modern advancement, then so be it. So be it, I say. But they came and things have never been the same ever since. Never the same and can never be. Airport crisis in the zoo, Nigeria to lose revenue to Ghana. The government of the Zoological Republic will incur tariff losses on goods imported through Murtala Mohammed International Airport if the threat by importers and exporters under the aegis of the Lagos State Shippers Association to divert their cargo to Accra becomes a reality. The planned diversion follows on the heels of the closure of the Nigerian Aviation Handling Company PLC, NACO, and Skyway Aviation Handling Company Limited, after a face-off between clearing agents and officers of the Nigerian Customs Service last 2 weeks. This is the problem with the zoo. This is the problem. Sometimes I get tired of these people. I asked Chukwu Abiyama, did you actually make them to be human beings, or were you planning to create animals and all of a sudden a human jumped up in the shape of a Black African? What is wrong with us? Why are custom officers making life difficult for Igbo importers in Lagos? Why is that? If they shut down all this importation, how do you think people can feed and survive? But they don't give a damn. Nobody cares. As long as you sell petrol, as long as you collect the money, you bank it in Swiss bank accounts, or if you're Jonathan, you go all the way to Namibia and stash your money away there. What nonsense is wrong with our people? Black people from Africa. Why are you making life difficult for people who provide employment and put food on the table for families? You are a customs officer. There was no customs before the British came. All are British creation. Customs. In Britain, you go, you take your goods, they tell you, oh, this is how much you pay. You pay, you take it. Why is the zoo different? Why make things difficult for people? What is wrong with the people who are here? What is wrong with them? And only us can change it. Only us can change it. That is why it is very, very important and necessary that all of you reporting to camp must apply yourself because of what has happened. I have read the riot act to them. I don't trust anybody anymore because of the betrayal of these people at Enugu. I don't. I have told all our new recruits, you will serve your country with all your heart. Any day you step out of line, you'll be gone. You will be gone for good. And because you're in the military, you'll be judged in the military way as well. And they understood it. I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. They are stealing from Igbo people. They are stealing from Biafrans. They come down to Biafran and they take your oil from Okwa. They take your oil from Awomama. They go to Aguleri. Your oil is there. They go to everywhere in Biafran there is oil. They take it. They sell it. They build Abuja. They make Kano look so beautiful. They go and tie every road in Kaduna. Zaria, the same thing. If you go to even Sokoto, they are having fun. They are having a wonderful time based on the oil coming from Biafra land. Our lands here are polluted. We cannot plant any crops here. They come on the road. Every 5 meters is a police checkpoint. The same house of Fulani people taking our money. And after all of that, they chase us away. If we trek through the desert and survive and go into Europe, we make some money by doing cleaning, by doing all manner of menial jobs. We try to bring in something to live as human beings. You know what? I will serve Fulani and Yoruba will be waiting for you at Lagos. Once you land, they take the little you also made abroad, having walked through the desert to travel to Europe. People don't know the mess we are in, do they?
No, they don't. That is why they dabble into gossip. They don't know. They don't know. Jamaatul Nasri Islam is the Islamic society. These are the owners of the zoo. This top Islamic body have accused authorities on Sunday of failing to protect citizens from Boko Haram extremists and urged Muslims to take all defensive measures under the law to protect themselves. Biafrans, are you listening? I repeat. To take all defensive measures, arm yourselves. And because some of these people that claim they are former freedom fighters at Enugu, I won't tell you who sent them. Emmanuel Branesis. Very soon I will tell you. I'm waiting for them. And that day, Biafrans, I dare them. Their own people are busy arming themselves, but they are busy trying to discourage other people from funding our effort to acquire arms and weapons to defend our land. Because they are working for Nigeria police and Nigeria government. They are police informants. Once we have arms, they can no longer inform Nigeria police. They cannot tell them anymore. They now concocted all this nonsense using confidence to undermine the confidence of the people so we will not buy arms. Whereas India was Fulani, they are arming themselves. We are busy gossiping. When Awosa are arming themselves, we are busy yapping like a bunch of crayfish sellers, which we are anyway, buying and selling. The Jamaatul Islam, the umbrella group for the Muslim community in the zoo called Nigeria, made the statement following the coordinated bomb and gun attacks at the central mosque in northern city of Kano on Friday, which killed at least 120 worshippers. Now, compare and contrast that with the behavior of Ohanaeze and Christian Association when Yanya Park bombings happened. Not once, but twice. Compare and contrast the attitude of Ohanaeze and their statements when Sabongeri in Kano was bombed. Compare and contrast it with 200 Igbo lives wasted in a social club in Meduguri. What did Ohanaeze say? One Nigerian. Nigeria is a tripod. It's a tripod. If it's nonsense, I can't hear any renante. Rubbish. Islam, they are the ones killing our people. They are the ones telling themselves to be armed. They are the ones who are armed in the army. They are the ones who are armed in the police. They are in customs. Everywhere, they're everywhere now. Arms. Ndi bone asoku asoku. Nega ashere. Omuanyina koroha. Ndi oche kitchen. Shameless idiots with 100 Facebook accounts. Ndi yina nana heme. No shame, no honor. Achopoke nanke exahonzo. Only one single person with nothing to do, thinking you can derail a project ordained in heaven. You are insane. Mad people. Mad people. Islam, the same Awosa Fulani people are in the zoo army. The same Awosa Fulani people, they are the ones in the Navy. They are the ones in the Air Force. Armed, they carry guns. They are the ones on the streets of Biafra, and I see them every blessed day carrying guns, harassing people every day. Awosa Fulani. Yet, they are the ones in Boko Haram. They are the ones, even the ones not carrying guns, they are buying guns for them. What are Biafrans doing? Nothing. Nothing. Oh, do something. Let's carry out one tiny action. That was why you lost in 1970. You were ill prepared. You did not prepare very well. Ojukwu, after spending the father's money, some idiots still come up and say, oh, he did nothing. It wasn't his father's money. Oh, where did he get the money from? Is it your father's money? Envy and greed and jealousy. Mad people. We continue. Saudi woman arrested for driving into... Once they bring in Sharia law now, all of you women claiming, of course, only if your mother is from Awosa Fulani, so it won't be something strange to you. They will ban you all from driving. Sharia law, Jamaatul al-Islam Nasril, whatever rubbish their name is. They are coming here. It's a tripod. Nigeria is a tripod. It stands on three legs. People talk so much rubbish. It's untrue. Before the British came, what was this place like? Were we at war? The answer is no. How come after the British came, everybody hates everybody else? And yet you pretend. Black people from Africa pretends. You pretend all the time. You keep pretending. And you keep dying as a result of it. Pretends. So it's not a very good thing. A woman who tried to drive in defiance of a ban on women drivers in Saudi Arabia has been arrested after being blocked at the border with the United Arab Emirates for a day. Activists said, along with many users on social media, Saudi Arabia is the only country in the world which does not allow women to drive. I have been at the Saudi border for 24 hours. They don't want to give me my passport, nor will they let me pass, according to this very lady. She said in a tweet. This is what women do. Activism, not using social media to yap and to gossip. Activism, do something constructive. We continue. 33 policemen, 6 soldiers killed. Typical headline in the zoo. This one happened in the same restive Yobe. At least 33 policemen and 6 soldiers are among the casualties of the Monday attack on Damaturu, the Yobe State capital, by Boko Haram insurgents. The nation gathered that the corpses of the policemen and soldiers were brought to the General Sani Abacha Specialist Hospital in Damaturu on Tuesday. Isn't it quite ironic? They said Abacha was a very brutal, very crude dictator. Yet they are naming roads after him. They are naming institutions after him. This one is General Sani Abacha Specialist Hospital. And you tell me there isn't something wrong with black people? Black Africa. You said this man is a brutal dictator. Even in Russia, despite everything that Lenin did, once they went back to, I don't know if I would call it, let's call it democracy, even Leningrad was renamed. Every vestige of the former communist presence was removed. They said Sani Abacha was brutal. But I like Sani Abacha. At least he's a true Nigerian. He gave you the wickedness that characterizes an average Nigerian. They are still naming hospitals after him, only in black Africa. That concludes our news headlines this very evening and accompanying news summary. If you have anything to say, you must say it now because our lines are open. And once again, we welcome your views, your calls, your opinion, wherever you may be around the world, to give us the benefit of what you have in mind regarding this very effort we are making to restore the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth. This is Radio Biafra once again. Our number remains, if I can find it, our number remains +234 805 909 8137. I repeat, +234 805 909 8137. Our Skype is also open. Let's go to the call and see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can I talk?
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from. I can hear you loud and clear. Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead, please. Your name and where you are.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Then, Director, I'm calling from Manchester.
Yes,
I'm calling from Manchester.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I'm calling from Manchester.
Go ahead. I said, what is your name?
What is your name?
What is your name? No, maybe the line is not very clear. He sounds exasperated. Maybe the line is not as clear as it should be. This is Radio Biafra. If you're having difficulties on that very line, the +44 line, you should try the +234 line. If it can come through, it is +234 805 909 8137. I repeat, +234 805 or 080 59 09 8137. This is Radio Biafra. If you call us, we will take your call. And also, we are on. Let us see who else is there. As if they can hear me. The caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's Sunday. I'm coming from Angola.
From Angola. What is your full name? Not just Sunday. What is your full name?
That's from Mesma.
These people are not serious, are they? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from?
Okay, my name is George. I'm calling from Canada.
George from Canada, can you please raise your voice for me?
Okay, I'm calling from Canada. Good evening, sir.
Yes, yes, good evening. George, do bear with me for a second. I need to switch the lines. Bear with me for a second, please. I need to switch the lines.
Okay.
Do bear with me, please. Do bear with me. I need to switch our lines. I don't know what happened. I got the lines all mixed up. They shouldn't be where they are. And let us see if we can get him. George, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
It's a lot better now. Please go ahead. Repeat your
name. Okay.
Repeat your name, please.
Yeah. Hello?
Repeat your name and where you're calling us from for the benefit of the world. Please go ahead.
Okay. My name is George Bewujo. I'm calling from Canada.
Thank you very much.
Precisely.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, last time I spoke to you and you gave me...
My name is George Bewujo. I'm calling from Canada.
George, turn your system down. Turn it down. I don't know why you're listening to your system. Turn your system down. Turn it down. Completely down.
Hello?
Have you turned your system off?
Hello?
Have you turned off your system, I said?
Yeah.
Then go ahead.
Is that right over there?
It's okay. Go over. Go ahead, please. I'm listening. I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay, last time you gave me this this guy name, Mr. Clifford. I tried to request him from Skype, but he hasn't accepted me.
Turn your system down. Your system is still on. I said turn it down. I don't know what is wrong with our people. There's simple instruction. No wonder we lost the war. Simple instruction, turn your system down. People can't do it. I don't know why it's becoming embarrassing. When you call Radio Biafra, you turn your system down that we can hear what you're saying. You want to talk to us over Skype or over the phone, and you want your voice to echo back at you. That doesn't make any sense to me at all. It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go to the line and see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, my name is Chimamba Egenonuwa.
A very powerful name. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from... Spain, Malaga.
From Malaga in Spain, please go ahead.
Yes, and I came from Mbano, Isiala Mbano, precisely.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, Director. I will begin with what my grandmother used to say when she was alive. When my grandmother was alive, when she saw anybody, any strong man, she used to call them Tokunadu. Director, you are Tokunadu.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Tokunadu. Tokunadu means anybody who says something and he does.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
The meaning of my name is Chimamba. Chimamba, meaning that God knows all my problems. God knows all my needs. And right now, God knows that I need Biafra. And Biafra, I will get. Hello?
We are listening live and clear. I want you to finish what you're saying before I respond. We are all listening to you. Please go ahead. And say
okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, my dad. And the meaning of my father's name is... The name of my father's name is Egononuwa, meaning that, Director, you should not listen to any vagabond or any idiot.
I don't. Anyway.
Egononuwa.
I don't listen to anybody. I do what I have to do. I take advice from
Thank you very much.
And I move on. This project is... I don't know how foolish people can be. It's unstoppable.
Thank you very much.
Unstoppable. Nobody can stop. I'm over on you. We can't stop us. Who are you? You can't do it.
Thank you very much.
Simple as that.
Thank you very much. Director, I must start by saying by telling you that you are a wonderful man.
Thank you very much.
You are the only light. You are the only light in the heart of darkness.
Thank you.
Your life is full of good history. And reasonable Biafrans knows that it does not need a prophet to proclaim that you are the Messiah of Biafra. And no idiot, no vagabond, no hooligan will change that. Because it has been designed and ordained by Tukwa Biama. You know, truth is solid, that even a blind man can see the shape of truth.
Of course, you cannot play with it.
Yes. Our people must understand that the people like Nnamdi Kanu, our director, the Messiah of our time, do not come often, rather, once in lifetime. Every tribe, every country, every race in this planet, in this world, that value, honor, and dignity must remain grateful to Chukwu Adeoma for giving them somebody like Nnamdi Kanu, because it is not easy to have somebody like you. But here we are today, gossiping like a bunch of crumbs. When we are supposed to value and utilize the brain that the Chukwu Adeoma has given to us on a platter of gold. When we are supposed to utilize the brain from Nnamdi Kanu, utilize it because God has given us on a platter of gold. shame. Shame on all Igbo gossipers. Shame on all of them. You people are a disgrace to Igbo race.
I'm going to shock them. I am waiting for them to make one more move. I'm telling you the truth. I don't want to get personal. I wait for them to make one more silly move. I will mention the mother's name and where the mother comes from. And that day, Biafrans will stone these people to death.
As for those traitors and informants, they must understand that there will be no mercy. There will be no mercy for any child. Any child that slept his mother. There will be no mercy on him. And his father must follow him to the gate of hell. That is where he will reside, and there he belongs. Yes, because in Biafra land, anybody who does something like that have committed a sacrilege, because we don't do a thing like that in Biafra land. As for those who are threatening our Messiah, Nnamdi Kanu, I still laugh. Behold, all of you, the sword of Damocles. The sword of Damocles is hanging for you. Very soon, you all will meet your Waterloo. Because Nnamdi Kanu was ordained and sent by Almighty Chukwu Adeoma. By Almighty Chukwu Adeoma himself. But I have my candid advice for you, you traitors. Go and look for something better to do and better your life. To better your life and leave our director alone, because the wrath of Tuku Adeoma will descend on you if you don't change.
You see?
The wrath of Tuku Adeoma will come after you. And we will come after you. Let me tell you. Let me just give you one information. If you don't know, you think that he is working alone. There are hundreds of people who is ready to sacrifice their blood in for the life of Nnamdi Kanu. Let me tell you.
One simple command. People want to go and kill this person. I told them I have no wish or desire to shed blood. I don't want to. But as I have said to them, one simple call and they're all gone. All of you that are police informants, if you have come to do freedom fighting, you do freedom fighting, you can never be a police informant. And I will tell you, Owazrike kidnapped me with his people on the 19th of December, 2009. It was Owazrike himself that called Nigerian police for me. I never went to police to report it. Do you know why I did not? Because I have honor and dignity. They are my enemies. In good time and in bad time, I can never go to the zoo police, not for anything. Not in this life, I can never do it. Even if you're killing me, I can never pick up the phone to call the zoo police. Impossible. Because I have honor. You run to Nigeria police, to call police for me. Police running around Enugu in white Hilux van and a saloon car, describing me to Nigerian police. To Nigerian police. The same people shooting us dead. The same people extorting money from us. The same people killing our children on the road. If you don't give them 20 naira. The same people you run to. Chukwu Abiyama. Chukwu Abiyama, you are great. This is Radio Biafra. My dear brother, thank you very much. We continue to do our work. Our work is relentless. 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 Please, 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 if I pick your call on Skype, you remain where you are. Do not disengage. You remain where you are. Very, very critical. Do we have a caller on the line? Do we have a caller on the phone on +44208133-9976? Can you hear me? No, they are not paying attention. That is the thing about some of them. They don't pay attention. Let us go to the phone line and see who is there.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Yeah. Mr. President, I'm greeting you.
You're very kind. I'm not your president. I happen to be a humble servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I am not a president.
But I'm calling you my personal president, because what you are doing, our president just cannot do it.
Thank you very much. You're kind. Thank you.
So what I want to tell you is this. Are you hearing me?
The whole world is hearing you as well. Yes, I can. But turn your system down.
I want to make my own contribution.
Go ahead.
And I want to support, I want to appreciate you for the good work you have been doing. And I believe that God Almighty will strengthen you more and more.
Thank you.
So, I want to tell you, if it's possible for you to be going state to state to organize more Biafran boys, I'm calling from Kogi State, I'm calling you.
Yes, go ahead.
So I heard that you have got the whole world seeking for help, and our brothers in the outside to help you, support you in the struggling. So what I want to tell you now, if it is possible for you to come to this state and other states to organize this more, organize more Biafran people, I will be very happy to go to many places.
To Kogi, but Kogi, okay, yeah, Kogi is not some part of Kogi. is still Biafra land. So I can come to Kogi as long as it's not Hausa land. Because I took a vow I will never travel to Hausa Fulani land. But Kogi is fine and I will come there and thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? There is a Prince Williams on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, coordinator. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead. Your name, confirm your name for us and where you're calling us from.
Good evening. My name is Vitus Williams Achinihu.
Achinihu,
where I'm from Imo State, Owerri, Ikeduru local government.
Ikeduru. Are you based at Ikeduru?
Yes.
Where are you calling from right now?
I'm calling you right from the Netherlands.
From the Netherlands. Please go ahead.
Yes, Rotterdam.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
All right. Mr. Moderator, I appreciate your efforts. I must use this medium to congratulate you for all the struggle you've been struggling and trying to put the Biafran people together. I was just listening when you started. I was just listening to your announcements, and it's quite unfortunate. There are some parasites you've been dealing with. Like you, the gentleman you said went to the zoo police to make some reports.
It was Rita Ebrechukwuanegbuogu that went to the police. Rita called police for me. Go ahead.
All right. It is very appalling to hear such disappointment from such a fellow. But anyway, that shouldn't wither you down. That shouldn't stop the struggle that you've started all this while. But I've been listening to this Radio Biafra for quite some time now, and I know I observe some comments. Would you mind answering a few questions from me? I don't want you to get angry.
I will answer your question as long as your question is not stupid. I will answer them. Go ahead.
I don't know if you find it stupid. I don't know if you find it intelligent, but I will ask you first. It's just personally, because most times when you're on air, I see that you kind of use abusive words on all these hypocrites. I know they are hypocrites, but the way you abuse them, I know we are fighting for a cause. We want to fight for a cause. You are fighting for a cause, and I'm very glad, and I would love to be part of it. You see, Nnamdi, there's something in life we should understand. You are fighting this cause now for quite a long time now, and I believe if 100 people around you fighting this cause, don't get disappointed, because among that 100, you can even get 50 from them who will be backbiting your ideas, who will be backbiting your efforts. It is bound to happen. That's why we are human. But based on these reasons, I understand your feelings of, oh, look at these people I'm putting my life on the line for. And still, they are still going behind me, talking all sorts of things, lies or whatever. But that shouldn't ever hinder your movement. But I would very much willing to appeal to you, if you can suppress these chances and let's follow this course diplomatically. When it comes to force, as Nigeria as a whole, and as an Igbo man, I'm talking as an Igbo man here in the Netherlands, you can never bring any other tribe, say we want to have a combat fight, that tribe will run away from the Igbo man, that is for sure. So when it comes to force, we know our strengths. And when it comes to intelligence, we know our strength. Although we have been a little bit aggressive by nature, but we shouldn't allow the Hausas. The reason why I'm saying this, I'll point back to your comments. You said that the Hausas, they are sponsoring Boko Haram. They are arming Boko Haram. Before they started arming Boko Haram, nobody heard about them. And even those people who are still doing it now, I don't want you to leak out your secrets to these enemies, so that they don't know when we are coming and when we are starting.
Now,
they don't know our...
Williams, I agree with you. Now, that is the problem we have. If you don't tell our people, some of them start, listen very, very carefully, please. This is the problem we have. They start gossiping and yapping. Oh, nothing is happening. Yesterday was transmitter day, yesterday. Ask questions to transmitter. And I'm saying to them, you asking me to ask questions, did you not see the bill of lading? Did I not buy you flight ticket to go to Lagos? I don't want you and work to suffer. I sent her money to take flight to Lagos. Go and look at the container and tell me what is wrong with it. Can you name the bank? What is wrong with our people? Okay, what is wrong What is wrong with them?
People can't keep their mouth shut. My brother. But I would maybe weigh in on my brother. I understand your pain. I understand your grievances. But we shall, at the end, get where we want to get to. This fight which you are upholding now was not started by you. Was not started by me. The people who started this fight, they've gone now. So it's left for us to now sit down, assimilate. Where did our forefathers, where did they go wrong? Why did they fought that fight and lose? So we should not make this mistake again. That's why I'm appealing to you and the board members who are closer to you, because right now, probably this first time you're hearing me, to keep some things within yourself.
But you're not listening, Williams. I said, if you keep it within yourself, if you don't say it, people will say you're not doing anything.
I understand.
Now,
okay.
Listen, you are dealing with a group of people called Igbo people. Very, very difficult people by nature.
Very difficult.
Extremely
very
difficult. Let me tell you what happened. Do you know, before when we started, I'm now telling you this so you understand, and I know the whole world is listening. There is a group that my friend founded, Long Junius Ojiako. He's now late, may his soul rest in perfect peace. It's called BLC. I sat down with him in his office and we came to a conclusion how we're going to fight Biafra. And I said to him that I will organize all the Biafran militia under one central command headed by BLC. In other words, I will go around and raise army of Biafra and BLC will handle all our army issues. Do you know that my good friend passed away? I met those that took over from him and I told them what I planned with their leader before he died, but that I intend to still carry on that very promise I made to him.
The mission, yes.
Do you know what I did? I made a call. I sent one of my people. I hate the word my boys. I don't like his name. I sent one of my people to take BLC to our training camp somewhere in Biafra land. Do you know that they asked me for money from BLC? I did not give that money to them, and I had very valid reason for it. Do you know what they did? They came on Facebook and wrote the location of our training camp on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
What are you talking about?
Sure.
People don't know. You know, people don't understand. That is why we now do everything in the secret. We can, if we don't tell you, you say we're not doing anything. If we tell you the enemies, any day you get upset. Any day you look for money to buy akara and akamo, and it didn't come on time, you open your mouth and start blabbing. If you don't see anybody to talk to, you run to Nigerian police. Look at Ebere Chukwuanegbuogo. I want people to ask her one simple question. Have I ever sent you to Lagos before and asked you to travel by road? Never. I always say to her, I want you to fly. I don't know what is wrong with our people. The more love you show them, the more hatred and wickedness they show towards you. I said to her, I don't want you to go by road.
I agree with you.
I want you to fly. How many times did you go for a transmitter? How many times?
Sorry to cut you short. I know the pains and the grievances, but you know the point. You've just stressed the point with our people. Our Igbo people, let's say Biafran people, because it's not only Igbo that makes up Biafra. Our Biafran people, just what you said is their problem. And I think the best way to go with them is making life difficult for them. Then they will respect you for what you do and for what you are doing. But if you make life easier, they will never have an atom of respect for what you are doing.
But I wasn't raised that way. My father, I never saw my father put down people. That is something that most black people do, which I can't do. Like to denigrate people, to put people down, to trample upon them, to walk on their heads. I don't believe in that. I believe that you earn respect. Respect just doesn't come
as
like
a
that.
Human being.
As a, you earn it out of what you have done. I know we call Dede and Dada and all the rest of it. We defer to our elders. I know that. But I wouldn't want to use my position when people see me, they can't come to me, they start trembling. When I want to eat, I climb upstairs and they're, no, I don't want to do that type of nonsense now. It's not me and I can never do it. It's not me. I'm sorry to say. I said to people, I notice this thing. It's not just you saying it. Black people do it all the time. Anytime you bring yourself down and you're playing with them, if you give them an inch, they take a mile. They start insulting you. They think you're in the same
league. Exactly.
That is the thing. But I don't know how to treat people like animals, and I will never do it. I will never do it. Never.
Yes, it is true, my brother. It is true what you said. I understand. But with the position which you are holding, you cannot just be very soft. There are some decisions which you have to take. And as a leader, leading people, you have to take those decisions, even if it is not your culture. It doesn't mean you have to kill anybody. It doesn't mean you have to make that person feel he's not a human being. I mean, just like lady you said, if other people are traveling with bus, go with bus. If people can travel with bus and survive, you go with bus. Because now, when you started giving them flight money, the day you will not give them flight money again, you are now the bad human being.
Exactly. And that's exactly what happened. Every blessed day. That is the problem. And it wasn't my fault. It is not. People must understand this. The women said they were leaving. I didn't drive them away. They gave me an ultimatum and I told them I can't do it. They said they are leaving. I never chased anybody away. That is why my hands are clean, my conscience very clear, and Chukwu Abiama will bless me. I have done nothing wrong. They said they were leaving.
What you have done up to now, I think the blessing is showered upon you, even on your offsprings. But my brother, I will not take your time because I know there's a million Biafrans around the world who wants to take this advantage to talk to you.
More than a million.
I will make it very short to tell you thank you very much for giving me the audience. And please, one more request. Like I told you, I'm in Holland, Rotterdam, as a matter of fact. But I've been trying to link up our fellow Biafrans in Amsterdam because I saw on the web that they have organization there. But if it's existing, I don't know. We are all divided here just because of the white man system. And they keep on running away from their brothers. If you have any number of any member in Holland here, I would like to get in touch with him, please.
We do. Could I please ask you to do me a favor, please?
All right.
If you go to Amandianeze.
Amandianeze.
Please, I want you to, text me via Skype. We're talking on Skype. Text me your telephone number via Skype and I'll pass it on to our coordinator to call you.
I will do that. I will do that definitely.
Do that immediately. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from, if you may.
Director, this is Chike Losiobuana, popularly known as Uzoka, calling from East London.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Please go ahead.
Director, please. Please, don't be offended. Let me answer this question. Chiko, which Chiko, you're here with him. Did you even mail him each week and work your mama? Did you even mail him each week at your candy in London? We will never know. We need special love you will never that able to go out of the world. And who may have all those very gossipers. We need to make, because sometimes you know, was it last week in a broadcast? It can happen, my sister. Such a case, I'm at you. We need to end. You will need to be very, because why now? I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to go to the hospital. Such a case, I'm at you. you will have one of it. We can talk about our no, it's to believe that one is Israeli. But you like your one of his. No, there's no way we folding hands and looking, asking, oh, what's she gonna do? The cheapest thing on earth is evil. The cheapest thing on earth is evil. And I'm really in Asia, all everywhere. I keep on asking myself, why is this director still up to today? Because I think already, if I should strike, I don't want anybody to be thinking, oh, to do or to be after the river, or do IPO or whatever, but the director such a concerns. That woman is really with her face back. That very woman is supposed to be your sister. When you arrange it with the police, the Musalamu, the American,
What can I say? Chukwu Abiyama is God. Chukwu Abiyama is God. I am going over to the line. I have somebody waiting on +44208133 9976. Can you hear me?
Is that me you're talking to, director?
Yes, please. I'm talking to you. Good evening, my dear sister. Please confirm your name for the listening public. Where you are, please.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, go ahead. I'm talking to you. Yes.
Okay, Claire, but I'll just go ahead and make my own point.
Yes, please.
I heard the guy, oh, by the way, good evening, director, and may God continue to bless you all the time in all that you see.
You say?
Now, I'm from Netherlands, from Rotterdam. And, you see, I'm very concerned. You know, director, please don't be offended, but I need to learn. No. Some kindness could be counted as the same unto you. Do you know that? It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible.
Are you sure it's in the Bible that some kind of kindness can be counted as a sin?
Yes. Number way, it is in the Bible, but sometimes, there are some Ebele here, more bullet than me. Why? These people, they deserve nothing. They deserve nothing good. I'm not asking you to shed any blood. Please, let there be a big bound. You give it to them on a platter. Tying flight tickets for someone to go to Lagos, doing this and that and that and that. It's not in their character to enjoy good things. So you doing it for them, you're just throwing into the zoo, you're throwing it into the forest. They will not appreciate it. It's not their character. Hard life is their character. That is what they understand. The only language they understand is hard life. You shouldn't have made it easy for them. You shouldn't have. Please, you need to learn, director. I'm sorry I'm saying this to you. You need to harden up. Including myself. Please, you need to harden up. Don't give it to anybody more, including myself. It's a freedom fight. I'm sorry. Please. So I'm not going to waste time. Thank you very much for giving.
Thank you very much. Bye. Perhaps yourself and our dear brother, including those workers, should be doing my job. I'm telling you. We know our people are very, very hard. I have heard what you have all said, and things have indeed changed. They have changed. They have changed irreversibly. Irrevocably, they have changed. I can assure you of that. And thank you for that. And our dear brother that called from the Netherlands, I am going to give you a telephone number or two telephone numbers because we are in the Netherlands. And I thank our dear sister from the Netherlands for sending this very information to me. Neka Iguenago, thank you very much for sending this information to me. Our sisters in the Netherlands are very formidable, especially in Amsterdam as well. Some set of women are misbehaving because we throw away all the women. No, it's not possible. We can't do that. The telephone number for you to call to contact our coordinators in Amsterdam is this: 068-576-4986. I repeat, 068-576-4986. That is our number in the Netherlands, or 068-639-4281. Any of you in the Netherlands wishing to be part of this family, you call any of the above numbers. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we have cult following all over the world. Even a radio station named ZJB Montserrat, I think it's called. Even there, they are listening to us all over the world. If we had one budget of BBC, we will not fire one shot and Biafra will come. We saturate humanity with the truth. Ezioku and Biafra will be here. I have a caller on the phone. Please, this caller, give me your name and where you're calling us from, because we are Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This is incredible. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They can't. The one on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Confirm your name for me and where you're calling us from.
This is Joseph Okoro, Deputy National Coordinator in Amsterdam, Netherlands.
Amsterdam in the Netherlands. Thank you very much. Yes. Thank you. Please go ahead.
I'm just calling. Thank you very much. I'm listening for you, Director. I'm so grateful to hear from you once again this evening. I'm just calling in regard of the brother that I called from Rotterdam. And I'm so happy that our sister passed the number to him. And he can make a haste to give in contact out this weekend, because we're having a meeting this weekend in Amsterdam. If he's interested, our meeting resumes by 4 o'clock evening this Saturday. So he can give us a call, then he's welcome to join us in Amsterdam.
Thank you very much. I'm sure he's listening. I'm sure
he's listening. So he should endeavor to give us a call. We'll pick his number, we'll pick him up, we'll tell him where to come, and he'll join us. We'll be happy to meet him, even to come down to Rotterdam. If he's ready to work with us, we'll join him even in Rotterdam and open a branch in Rotterdam.
Wonderful.
So.
Wonderful. So he'll be able. When is your meeting coming up? This Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, this Saturday, precisely 4 p.m.
4 p.m. this Saturday. I'm sure he will be there. I'm sure his brother will be there. Thank you very much for that. I love what people are doing in Amsterdam. I love what you're doing across Netherlands. It's a bit slow, but I love what people are doing, and you must keep it up. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have people calling the gen, fall away. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Are you talking to me, Director?
Yes, my dear brother, I am talking to you. Yes, go ahead, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, my excellency, Ndewo.
Thank you very much. Chukwuebem, I bless you.
My name is Ikechukwu Amefule Omenka. I hail from Ezialakohu, Ngurumbise, in Imo State. And by the special grace of God, Omune Deje Egon de Munich. My director, I pray to God and thank him that you are alive. And why I am calling today is to tell you one thing. To go after your dreams and not after people. What you are going through now is what I've gone through for the past 20 years in that jungle called Nigeria. A zoo is a better qualification, because in a zoo you find animals in cages and they don't go across the cages chasing each other. But Nigeria is a jungle. So I wish we rename it today the jungle of Nigeria and not the zoo. A zoo is far much better a name you give to them. And I have to quote one thing to you, my director. Frederick Douglass said, "Power never concedes nothing without the mind. It never did, and it never will." So, take this as advice. I will always go back to the woman that called you sometime from Sweden and told you that what is coming is greater than what we have at the moment. Ndị Igbo, wo enwe mmeta. Ndị Igbo, unu si na nna nde, wajọ mmadụ. Ngwanụ, uruole. Bulienu, meenu ka unu meka nna nde kanu. Igbos, if you know that you have the sense God has given to you to make a change in your lives, that a cattle riara is in your market at Owerri calling you onyara, rise and affect a change to what is happening. I don't believe in self-pity. Whatever you know that is coming your way is a challenge. Biafrans, if you know that you are really in for this fight to affect a change now or never, get up, stand up, and do something. The houses are killing you. Nobody is talking about it. The world is looking onto Nigeria every day, but nothing is being done. You are Christians. If you know that you can get united and free yourselves, because that is the thing we are fighting for now, those that believe in God, Chukwu Abiama, and not in Allah that soaks in blood, arise and affect a change. Unite and be with Nnamdi Kanu in this fight. Don't be behind him. Don't be in front of him. Don't be beside. As warrior said, Chineke Nna anọghị n'ụkwụ ndị nọghị n'aka akarịala. Stop, stop, stop. Ndị Igbo, jụọ n'onwe unu ajụjụ. Atụrụ jụrụ ụmụ ya, ihe ọ ga-eme unu ugboro ole unu amara ihe? Unu miss your opportunity. If you miss this opportunity, you will regret it forever. Ọ mgbe unu ga-ajụzi onwe unu, kedu ihe dị iche unu na-ehu? Nnamdi mere unu gịnị? Ọ gwara unu agwa. He told you people that those coming behind him are more dangerous than himself. O nwere obi ebere. Ndị so Nnamdi n'azụ will not spare you. Ka m gwakwa unu, mụ na ama ha. My director, a question I want to ask you on air. if you don't mind, please.
I don't mind. I answer questions. Go ahead.
Okay. Did Ikechukwu Enyeago and Rita Anibog tell you that there is a remedy that could cure malaria and all viruses of all types that was pushed to you people to Enugu? Did they give you that information?
No.
Thank you very much. I will see you soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Our people are everywhere. Do I have a caller on the phone? Can you turn your system down if you want to or wish to participate in our discussion this evening? Can you turn your system down? Then give me your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, my name is Afan Johnson. I'm calling from Oslo, Norway.
Oslo in Norway. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Humanity is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, the two problem, I bless you. I bless the entire people of Biafra and the friends of Biafra all over the world.
Said,
I want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting, our upcoming meeting that will be on Saturday on the 7th of December 2014. So I urge every Biafran, genuine blood Biafrans, to come around for the meeting because we don't have to give up no matter any circumstances that surround our people. We have to continue marching until we reach the promised land with you, Director, as the Commander in Chief, then to my cousin to bless you all the days of our lives.
He said,
God bless you.
And God bless you too, my dear brother. Thank you very much. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good morning from here.
Good evening from here.
Yeah. Yeah, this is UK Darius calling from Malaysia.
Thank you very much. It's good to know that Malaysia is back on track. Please go ahead.
How are you, Director? It's been a while.
It's been a while because Malaysia was a disappointment, but now they have picked up once again, as I expect them to. Please go ahead.
It's okay. I want to make a clarification. The sister, one of our officers that called yesterday on air to give an update about payment and finance, I think she made a mistake by saying that Malaysians have not paid their monthly dues of the past monthly dues of November.
They have paid.
We have certain doubt in respect of the fact that we had so many expenses which we did between October and November by sending our men home, and at the same time our coordinator here in a person of Obi Lantoni have asked me to put a call clarify, because our men here were asking questions because they know that the money has been sent and the payment has been done. So I just want to put a call for them to know that
You did. I went through. I got Obilo Anthony's message this morning. Our national in Malaysia. He inboxed me and I checked, and that is all. That is abundantly correct. That Malaysia did pay for last month. That is correct.
It's okay. All right. Let me leave for now. I'm standing by. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are as busy as ever. As busy as ever. My goodness me. I wish. Anyway, our strategy is amazing. Amazing. Saturation is yoku. A blanket of truth will cover the, you know, truth doesn't change. It doesn't have two or three versions. Also, football is yoku one. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you, my director, Owa, like the director says. I thank you so much, sir. And I thank all my family, and I thank all the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. Yeah, my name is Professor Kalitus Dominic, and I'm calling from India. I'm from the National Treasury of India, IPOP.
I am calling behalf of all the members of the Afro worldwide. I am thanking everybody. I am thanking all my fellow sisters from my heart of Biafra. That what we are doing here in this Biafra issue is not ordinary. It is a future calling. It is what our director is doing. Some people don't care about what director is doing. This thing director is doing is what I find when I was taking a few years. I said, you know, but I know how old I am now. I am a mature man. I am old man. I know when I saw this, and that is why I am part of this struggle. People are doing their fault for many years. I am not part of them. I don't just shut myself. Well, as soon as we started to do their fault in 2000, I joined up today. I am a senior that I see the revolution. If you want to know what is going on with our Biafra struggle now, go to 1 John chapter 2. You see, we are not in Antichrist. Go to everywhere in the world, they are killing Christians, they don't have Christians. My kids need to say now that some people are going to put something on that, and I'm not sure that means that you say that is no God. Even when a man, a Christian man, stands into the mouth and pray, you don't believe that is no God. But we speak of God directly. God himself is saying, he said before, I become what I want to be. So what I'm saying, director, we don't need to talk too much about what we are doing, because what we are doing is what comes from God. Even the war, God will take the fault for you, because when God in Ezekiel 37, this dry bone will come back again and fight this battle. Even though evil people don't want to raise up to come and join you, even though the affairs don't want to raise up and join you, struggle, God will raise an army that will fight this battle for you, and you will take a victory. This is what I'm telling you. I am a prophet, I am with you, I have told you before. Coming to Jesus, the Lord, I will never defeat worldwide. Israel, I am, you know what the word I am, what I'm telling you. This is a war time. It is a judgment time. Whether you like it or not, anywhere you want, you belong. Whether you belong to God or belong to devil, but the judgment has come. It must be part of what we are doing. Contribute. Come out. Anyhow you know, you can come out and make sure the Lord come out. Come out and do it. He's not talking or maybe telling the Lord, I think, the recognition on saying it or planning or gossiping or fighting or killing or whatever. This is not what we are here. What we are here, how to restore our Biafra, because a lot of people have been gone. If I began to mention people dying in my family with this Biafra issue, doing Biafra civil war, I'm telling you, I don't have any issue to talk with anybody. But I forgot about other things. What we are doing now, how do we restore Biafra? Can you see what is going on in Nigeria? I was in the north when the Biafra started in the north. In the Yola Adama school, that is where I school and everything. I know them very well, and apart from that, I know their plan about evil people. But now, we have somebody like you, director. Let our people join together and come out and support you. If our people come in to support you, there will be a revolution is coming. The one worker of the Quran is coming. I'm telling you, the target of all these people is me and you. We are the children of God. We are people of God. So, since we don't want to give up first, what do we do? We have to come back and call upon our God so that our God can help us afford this battle. I am telling you, the anger of God is upon us. People don't even know what is wrong with the people. The problem is that God is angry with us. We left our way of God. We are following our personal way, our interest way. We left our God. And we worship my true God. We worship the true God. God that is not our God, our ancestor. That is why we are dying like a rat. That is why we are dying like a goat. That is why we have the Christmas sacrifice. Anybody can come out and sacrifice us. What other people are sacrificing us? Other people in the world are sacrificing us. All the whole people all over the world are sacrificing us. Because of what? We left our way of life. We left what God asked us to come and do. We are doing our own power. We can't do this for our own power. What director Nnamdi Kanu, the chief commander of armed forces of Biafra, is doing is not physically. This is a spiritual battle. If you don't understand this is a spiritual battle, we train many people come out. You think that is playing. It's okay. What condition are you seeing? Director, thank you very much. This is what I have to say for now. I am standby. And I'm thanking my director, Omiyomi, chief commander, which I'm not saying. May God bless you and bless me and all the other people of the region of Biafra. And bless India, the one we are coming from today. May God bless everybody. I pray you. May God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, how time flies. The time now is approaching. Roughly, it's about, say, 5 minutes to 10 p.m. here, if I'm not mistaken. 5 to 10 p.m. here. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. We are dissecting. We are being clinical and very precise. As I said before, we do not lie. Do you understand the meaning of that? In the whole of Africa, black people lie so much. They deceive so much. That is why they dwell on gossip and irrelevance.
That is why you go to towns. As right now, it's generator. There is no light. But before you walk from here, 4 or 5 poles, you will see a graduate of electrical engineering. But there is no light. Do you know why? No, people don't. They don't know why. Let's take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, director. Good morning.
And good evening from here. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Chigozie Atchison. We are royal coordinator in Pakistan.
In Pakistan, Ndioma, Pakistan. The reason why I like Pakistan is despite all the difficulties, we still have a presence in Pakistan. Please go ahead.
Thank you, my director, my commander. Before I continue, director, I want to use this opportunity to talk to my beloved dear friends here in Pakistan. We have not paid at money for this month, and the month is running out. Last month and this month, I started again. And I seize this opportunity to talk to every member of Dear Francia in Pakistan to please bring your own money so that we can pay and clear our name. Although I know last month we have some difficulties because we lost brother here and you know, I wasn't around and my deputy was also very busy running up and down. But I thank God now the brother has been sent home. So, and I believe this week I'm calling on everybody, including those silent listeners. Please pay your money because I'm asked to send the names of active members of Biafra here in Pakistan. And I cannot send your name if you are not paying your monthly due. Thank you very much. My commander.
And God bless you too. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I believe I have been joined by our national in the United States, our overall coordinator in the USA, replacing the very venerable Ikenawo Ononenyi, very, very venerable indeed, who has gone on to bigger and greater things. I welcome you to this program on behalf of all Biafrans all over the world, even those holding their meetings as we speak. Confirm also for the benefit of our listeners who you are and where you're calling us from. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, good afternoon here in United States of America, presiding here in Dallas.
Thank you. Good evening from here.
Yes, Director, thank you. We must keep on thanking you to the end of this earth because you have done something that nobody on earth, being an Igbo or Biafra, have done. We must keep on thanking you and may Chukwu Abiamah keep on bless you, guide you, and be with you always.
You say?
Sir, Director, I want to tell the whole world first, my name is Innocent Muramonye Kachuku Ugochukwu. I reside here in Dallas, Texas, and I am the national coordinator by the grace of God of United States of America. And I came from Inumbidi, in Oru, Imo State, Biafra land. Yes, Director, I know, I feel all you have been going through. It's not easy to be who you are. Everybody wants to be like you. But I keep on saying, the born king, the dumb made king. You're born king, that's why you do what you do. And the whole world has to know, in that holy book called Bible, they said when the angels of God are gathering, at the same time, the agents of Satan are still gathering. So what we are seeing now is not a surprise. Because the zoo government, they must do the best they can to stop this noble cause. And that's what they are doing. Then the only way they can do that is to gather all those the angels of the Satan to work against the angels of the light. So, and because Chukwu Abiamah is with you, you can never relent because this is what you're born to do. And we are telling you, the people here in United States are behind and with you. And we eat with you, both spiritually, all the time, that we can never go back. As long as you are there, that's where our hope is on. And I am telling you, here in United States, we are doing the best, and we are doing everything it takes to make sure we pilot this struggle to the end, and we can never disappoint you. I am so glad that if whatever is happening, it happens, because if it didn't happen, we will not know that we're in struggle, that is struggle. And that will make you are a very good man. You are very, very good man. You trust everybody. You want everybody to be like you. But you forget that it's God that made you. That is why they're trying to be so cowardly, stupid, and trying to bring this struggle down. They forget that somebody called you. Not them, but our Holy Father above. And that's why no matter their system, no matter what they're made of, you already know what to do, and God guide you to do it well. So you should not relent, and may God bless you, bless your beautiful wife, and your son, and all your family. May God bless every one of you, and we are here behind you. We should not talk about them no more. All those sellouts, we don't have to give them air time. Giving the air time is that they are somebody. We deliver on them on Facebook. Let them come out on Facebook. We have something to tell them. You don't have to do more job. You don't have to prove yourself. Whoever think he can do better, let that person start in another parallel line and surpass you. They will know they're doing something. Each one of them that are making all this noise, when you go to their Facebook profile, your picture is on it. All your accomplishment was on it. So how are they making progress? They're still writing off what you have done. They haven't done something different. Instead of sitting down there gossiping, yapping, even 80% of them haven't paid their monthly dues for past 7 months. Some of them here in Dallas, they haven't even, those ones that's making noise are those ones that haven't paid nothing. They haven't paid their defense fund. They haven't even paid their monthly dues regularly. Some of them, only what they paid is $190 for the past 2 years. But they are free. They always ask them, oh, we are free freedom fighters. We are struggling. But they listen to the radio every day, enjoying, forget that some people are the ones who are paying for that benefit he's getting. They forget that everything that you do, you rush on money. And people are there doing it. So those people that leeches, that enjoying what other people are doing, are there criticizing. So may God bless you, Director. I shouldn't hold this tie or your line up, because I know a lot of people want to call. But I guarantee you, America is America. May God bless our COC, Clifford Iranya, and my national, being the our overall rep, and my all the coordinators here in the United States that are piloting all these things, everybody, they know who they are. May God bless each one of them in Chukwu Abame's name. Thank you.
He said, Maramu Gochukwu is one of us in the USA. He is one of us in the USA. Let us go to the line and see who is there. I believe that I have been rejoined by the very accomplished, very erudite, very eminent, and very impressionable barrister Anatoniat Lobrasimamezu. Barrister, please confirm you can hear me.
Yes, Director. To be honest, since you've been reading the news, I've been cut off. I couldn't get the network, and nothing is moving. All of a sudden, he came back.
Barrister, and I say, it's bandwidth issue, because they said, the company warned us about 4 days ago, that the people logging online to listen to Radio Biafra is too much all over the world. And that is slowing down.
Really?
Yeah, of course, now we are too plentiful. We are too many. That is the
reason. So when I alerted you, I was right.
Of course you were right, yes. But Uche also sent something to me saying Barrister should go here. And I'm asking Uche please to send that very link to Barrister as a backup or as a fail-proof, as a fallback. If anything else doesn't work, you go to that very place. Because Barrister, we are also being mentioned in Montserrat. Please, go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, Director, I want to go to the news that the call of Benjamin Netanyahu has joined the military. If you remember, last year, the son of American President Joe Biden also went for the same military course. You see, it is synonymous with the Western people and the way they operate. Unlike our own in Africa, you dare not send your son to go and face the music, because everything we do in Africa, we are preparing our family to take over. We are making them to, as soon as we drop off, they will start doing the same thing we are doing. That is why that Africa needs what we call proper revolution. That is something this guy, Jerry Rawlings, I put on my Facebook. He says, not until Africa start knowing about the truth, that whatever religion, whatever Quran he brought to us, will never work. And that is the bottom line. The truth. And that is why we speak and stand on the platform of Biafra. A truth is life. And this platform will lead us into the restoration of Biafra. It is obvious what has been happening in the zoo from the north. They are looking after themselves, beautifying their villages and cities. Boko Haram is destroying. They are rebuilding, making railways for them, building new roads, creating all sorts of new airports. What do we have in the east? Yet our people cannot even reason. So what are we fighting for? Are we fighting Boko Haram or are we fighting ourselves? What have we achieved since we've been in Nigeria, answering Nigerians? What is there for us? Nothing. Yet we cannot sit down to think. We are prepared to write, Facebooking, emailing, and all the rest of it. It's a big shame. But for those who are against Biafra, Biafra will come behind you. And if you are up for Biafra, Biafra will come with you and go back to Biafra land. Director, let me leave it for now. I'll carry on listening. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Barrister. Thank you. But because we have to be whiter than white and whiter than snow, we owe it to our listening public to present everything to their understanding. These difficulties we are having now, people ask me, why is it that you are always soft towards Berechukwu Egbuogu? It's because when this very problem started from the beginning, it was Ikechukwu Enyago I brought back from Malaysia that started it, at the instigation of Dr. Justin Akujeze in Chicago. He gave me a challenge and I took it. For insubordination, I sent him away from the office. Akujeze said I should take him back. I told him it will not happen under my command. It won't happen. I kicked him away from the office. He mumbled on his way out, this thing you built was built by a human being, and also a human being will destroy it. I told the executive council then, and I told Rita Egbuogu also, that this is what Ikechukwu said to me. Therefore, I will take them on until they prove it to me, so that I can tell them that this was ordained by God and not man. No man can destroy it. He opened his mouth. Filthy people that sleep on the floor of my hotel room. On the floor. That he would destroy what I have built. He gets good busted to me. I never thought that running to Nigerian police is part of the deal. Mgrandi, go and keep quiet. Just go away and die. Drink poison somewhere and die off. Because if you continue to make a fool of yourself, you will be deconstructed. I said I have one weapon left. One, the day I'm waiting for something to happen from that side, I will do a special broadcast. Only one. If they stay alive for 24 hours, you call them a bastard. I'm just letting them know that. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct and the world is listening. We must continue to go back. By way of recap of all our headlines today, if we can do that. As Nandia Kanaba Juzuri, no worry. One chance robbers. One chance. Ndine Zwoshi. Confidence tricksters. They'll come to you and say, oh, your mom is somewhere. Oh, do you know, mama, your child is abroad. They said I should come and get you to travel to India to go and see your son. Come, let us go. A mother will, because of all the joy and gladness of motherhood. Oh, my child wants to see me abroad, and give them money. And they will take it. You know, that's how 419 started. And then only in Africa is 419 seen as a big thing. You know, this is a big shot, you know. It's into 419. It became fashionable. If your daughter is not married to a 419er, you're not doing very well. But how was this is just a petty thief, a criminal. The same thing they brought into Biafra struggle, and it can never work. It can never. As our brother said, do you know, people say, oh, how about Akwa Ibom? Are they with us? And I told you, they are more Biafran than you are. Igbo people. Efiki Bibio Ejo Amo Biafran Ishekiri Robo Isoko are more Biafran than you are. I must also include a gala in that as well. More Biafran. They are waiting for leadership. Consistency. Do you know I talk to them and they tell me that our fear is that you will lead us halfway down the road and you abandon us in Agaripuani. And I said to them, it will never happen. Because Chukwuebem won't even let me to start with anywhere. Chukwuebem won't let me. This is Radio Biafra. We must preach this very gospel. Because only Chukwuebem is God. The caller on the line, can you hear me on the phone?
You, my director.
Good evening. Your good name and where you're calling
my
from. Good evening. Good evening.
Director. This is Oketuku Ikeme from Manchester.
Thank you very
the
much.
The artist. Sorry. Yeah, the artist, yes. Director, there's one thing I want to tell you. Very important. If any other state can sabotage you, the people of Imo State can never sabotage you. This is what I want to let you know. The war started when they entered Enugu. So Enugu, that's the, all the people from Udi, Wawa area, and Soka, they were, they camp in Ibo Ibongidi, where I come from. In Anibo, although is the regional area that the war never entered. The immediate area is stopped. And that I am assuring you that nobody, Ojukwu said it. That is why he was very, very proud. He was proud of Imo State, Abia State. Ever none of his states, indigenous, made him stupid. Despite that, we start having the so-called Uwele or Rochas formed and abandoned Opoga. But what I'm assuring you is that nobody, if you can go inside and your inner mind now, find it a return echo in your mind that those you are working with in the USA, in United Kingdom, in Asia, in all Europe, find them that are from Imo State, Abia State, they can never fail you. They can never sabotage you. We know where our problem is. Ojukwu, they did it to Ojukwu, and they are doing it to you. I am saying it openly, because I know this is where the people who are still holding us are still holding us. Mark it in your mind. The people who are still holding Igbo people and Biafran land are still holding us till today. And they remain what they are. And they can never get out of it. And that is the problem of Biafra. They sabotage Ojukwu, they still sabotage you. So you don't have anything to worry about. Those who are with you are with you. Telling you, during that war time, in my father's village, where I come from, in Umudike, is where 3 days of Biafra was. The Ministry of Finance was also there in St. Gregory's Central School, Amiibo. You know, if you could remember the St. Gregory's Cathedral in Amiibo.
Yes, where I know. Bishop, I've heard about
you know it.
Yes, I have heard about it, yes.
It's one of the biggest church we have in Olo. The whole Olo zone has built that church. No war entered that place. And why I'm telling you this, all these people who are sabotaging you, the father, Amiibo. And if you go through the history, you will never find anybody where they abandoned his profession, went to war to fight for his people, where he comes from. He came from Amiibo. And I'm telling you, Baritema made to come from Imo State. Our brother, the coordinator, who spoke to that body, all of these people, all of them are from there. Iranya from there. They can never sabotage you. Believe me. So don't ever have anything, you know, fear as per se. There's no fear. And there is no fear in the cosmic as far as you are concerned. I told you, I said it before you in Manchester when you came to broadcast. I said, nobody can do you anything. Nobody. My God is telling me nobody can do you anything. Ojukwu is fighting for you there. Ojukwu will see Ojukwu in their dream. All those people are surprising you. They will see. They will see Ojukwu coming to them saying, are you doing this? Are you doing this to me? To my son who wants to rescue you from bondage? So you don't have anything to regret. Anything they are doing to you, they are doing it to themselves and to their family. Ever fear. There's no fear in the cosmic. I told you. You are a real child of God. You are to deliver us from where we are in the my brother from Munich said that you are always at the zoo. It's no more zoo. It's jungle. We know it's jungle. Don't start telling our stories. We went through that way. They forced me out of this country. They made me to come here. I was doing it very, very fine as a creative artist. They made me stupid. And I left that country to come here and become wretched. I became wretched because of them. So what I'm trying to tell you is that if anybody, the people from these two states can never fail you. I am assuring you that. You know that. And I know why they are fighting against you. Because you are not from that zone. I know that. Don't ever give up. I'm not trying to be, racist. But I'm telling you what Ojukwu suffered in the hands of his brothers, you are suffering it as well. And that will never make you to lag behind. Because we are with you. We are with you in the spirit. We are with you. And anywhere you are, we are with you. In prayers, meditating. We keep on meditating. I meditate for you every Thursday. And meditate. This is what I am trying to tell you. May the cosmic and may be guiding you and live long. Be profound.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you. And this is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. It is our responsibility. It is also our duty to ensure that the listening public all over the world receive the unadulterated message of the Biafra restoration, because we are a people that deal with our problems in the open. Sometimes, some may even say that we wash our dirty linen in the public. There is no way we cannot deal with issues. We must be able to deal with all these very problems pack it all up together, as they would say in one very famous movie, lump it all together and then resolve it once and for all. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, my director, good evening. This is Chigozie Drozo. I'm calling from Cambodia.
From Cambodia, thank you very much. We welcome you all the way from Cambodia. Cambodia. Are you people attending meetings at all in Cambodia?
I'm attending meeting. My director, I'm the person that called you the day you were in Malaysia.
Yes.
This second I drop $50 to calm everything down, if you can remember.
That's what you said. That's what you said, yes.
Yeah, I've sent the money to the coordinator here. He knows me.
But are you people meeting? I want to know, and I'm asking our COC as well. Are you people holding meetings at all in Cambodia? That's what I want to know. Do you people?
Director, there is a lot of problems here. I have to tell you the truth. Our people here. It's only the coordinator here and maybe the few guys. You understand me? And for one day, he haven't called me to tell me there is meeting. I always call him and ask him, where is, when are we paying our monthly dues? Like last 2 months, I'm the only person that paid our monthly dues here. Ask him, he know me.
Okay.
I'm the only person that paid my monthly dues. Director, I want to use this opportunity to say thank you very much for your good work. The last guy that called you, I'm from Olu. And for Mata in Olu, the last guy that called you is very, very okay, because people from Imo State, most especially Olu people, can never disappoint you. Like I could remember, my father told me the Bank of Biafra is in Ata when they have Nigerian Biafra war. So I want to use this opportunity to tell you thank you very much for your good work. Don't mind the enemies. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Madabora. Thank you for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We must make it also very clear. I am saying that now. Not every Enugu person is bad. It is pure coincidence that the people that we entrusted so much into their hands have decided or to attempt to do to be very foolish. That's all. Not every Enugu person is bad. I must make that very clear. There are good people in Enugu. If not, why would that place be as holy as it is? It's a holy land. We must never, ever forget that. It's a holy land. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening, Director. This is Prince Dalin Chibike. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Thank you very much. And where do you come from in Biafra land?
I am from Enugu Mako in Enugu Ago, in Oguluka government area, in Enugu state, in Biafra land.
Thank you very much, and I hope you are not bad. You are not bad anyway. You are one of us. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I called because of I want to say one or two things, because the last caller before the last caller, he was saying something about Sobotuas and how good weather people will not disappoint you and all that. I am not here to counter him or to say that the people are bad or good. But what I want to say to the hearing of the entire world is that we should not condemn a whole Enugu state because few people from Enugu state are bad. We should not say that these people are the people who will not sabotage the movement, who will not betray you, while the other people may be the people that will betray you. Director, I cannot take it from that man, because if they start calling in saying that Aba people is the right people that will not disappoint you, it is Ungwa people that will not disappoint you. Director, it will look as if there is a demarcation between us. It will look as if there are people who are bad.
There is no demarcation. There is none whatsoever.
I do not like that what that man said. Enugu people are good people. Yes, Ojukwu live his life in Biafra land in Enugu all his life, where he spent all his life. Whenever he's in that contraption called Nigeria, was Enugu. Yes, he lived there for a very long time. He have his house in Enugu. So if people from Enugu maybe compromised and they did one or two things that is not in line, they shouldn't use it as a yardstick to measure all Enugu people. Because I myself am from Enugu State. My name is President Chibike. For those who knows me, I am a true Biafran. I am here to defend Biafra. I'm here to die for Biafra. And I cannot listen to somebody who will say that people from Enugu, because you are not from that side, that is why they are fighting you. A bad son is a bad son. Out of the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ, Judas Iscariot is one of them. So because Judas Iscariot is one of them, you shouldn't condemn the other 11 disciples. That is what I want to say. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Don't go away. I want us to be a little bit more analytical. I accept everything you have said. I can't even begin to say not. It's only a few people who are bad, not everybody. I know that for sure. But let me ask you this question. Do you know that the attack to force Biafra to be part of the zoo was a two-phase process? Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Do you know that they attacked us from Asaba, crossing the bridge through Abagana, and they also attacked us from Nsukka?
Yes.
Can you remember any famous battle fought along that axis to stop them?
Director, if I should answer this question correctly, I believe that if you watch the map of Nigeria, you will notice that Enugu State is much closer than every other state from the eastern part of Nigeria.
That is also very, very correct. But I will ask you this question again. Do you remember any famous set-piece battle that was fought by any formation of the Biafran Army that was stationed along Nsukka Enugu axis during the war?
I cannot remember vividly because I wasn't born then. Everything I know about the Biafran War is what I read and heard in history. Enugu State is closer to them.
Do you know where Nzogu died?
Yes, he died in Nsukka.
Do you know Nzogu died because of betrayal? His position was given away. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I know.
Do you know that Nsukka people did not fight to save him?
Director, if you give me a little opportunity, I will analyze one or two things for you to understand why all those things happened.
Please go ahead.
The people of Nsukka, if you watch the map, you will see that these people, they share, if I can say, they share common boundary with this, what do you call them, the northern
Idoma,
part of
Idoma
Nigeria.
Idoma, to be precise, Idoma.
Idoma, yes. And this Middle Belt people, they call themselves Middle Belt. They are the people that the Hausa Fulani used to fight this, fight against the Biafrans during the war. Even they made it clear that the Northerners, the Sokoto people, the Kaduna people, they sat at home. It is the Middle Belt people that fought us. And these are the people that has common boundary. They share common boundary with these Nsukka people. So they know all the nooks and corners of these places. It's like now that the Hausa Fulani people are in Owerri. Now they know all the villages, they know everywhere. If anything happened, they know the Appian Way. That's what we call Appian Way, the shortcut to move out of the areas. And I believe because of this, they were able to bring down Nsukka. So
we have lost him. Please stay where you are. The caller on the phone, stay on Skype, stay where you are. Stay where you are, please. Darlington, can you hear me? Yes, go ahead. I lost you. Say that again, your last sentence, because we lost you very briefly. Repeat your last sentence, Prince Darlington. Go ahead. Prince Darlington, can you hear me? No. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We lost Darlington.
Yeah, Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. You are welcome to the program. Please go ahead. Confirm your name for us and where you're calling us.
Hello, good afternoon, fellow Biafrans and lovers of freedom. Good afternoon from the United States of America. My name is Margaret Irania. I am the wife of COC Clifford Chukwuemeka Irania.
Thank you.
I'm calling to say a big thank you for the milestone that the director and all the people working with him have achieved. I'm very, very excited about the FM that our people can now receive at home. That's a big milestone. We thank God for all the help. And we're thanking God for the life of our able leader and his vision. And what I'm telling fellow Biafrans is we are well able to go up and take the country, to possess the land from Idoma down to the sea. And always remember the giants will be on the way to hinder. Also remember that God will surely give us victory. The only thing is, move on with the righteous side. Honesty, truth, Ezekiel Bondo, and we'll get to the promised land. I'm really, really excited. On the other side, on the other hand, I'm from Olu. I know some people are aggrieved with the discussion going on. I really don't want like that kind of discussion. I don't like that kind of discussion. We don't have to generalize. Everywhere we have saboteurs. We have them all over the place. Even people born of the same parents. And if you feel aggrieved, please, I'm just begging on behalf of everybody. Forgive and forget. Some people will now use it as an excuse to start running away. It is not. And just like the director said, it's not everybody from that side that is bad. And it's not everybody from the other side that is good. The only thing is those bad ones from that side, they've not reared up their ugly head. But please, let the prize be our focus. Let Biafra be the unifying factor. And before I end, it's not complete if I don't pray that God will grant director sound health and sound mind, wisdom, and grace to be incorruptible in a corrupt society. Thank you for what you are doing. I thank all the principal officers. I thank you for all the faithful Biafrans. Let's keep on keeping on, like Uche will say, and God will see us through. Thank you, director.
He said, thank you for that. And she has spoken like the wife of the COC, who is doing an excellent job. I can afford to praise him because he will not change. He will not change. If he does, I'll kill him myself. He will never change. Chikwa Abiyama is God. We've listened to our dear sister and one of us, incidentally, the wife of our COC engineer, Iranya. Enugu people cannot be bad because if they are all bad, they wouldn't be guarding the holiest place on the face of the earth. Enugu is holy. Very, very important you understand that. Enugu is holy. It's on top of the hill. That's what it is. Ebenonugu, the place is very, very holy and sacred. It will need sacred people to guard it. Even when you find one or two falling by the wayside, you know anywhere there is grace and goodness, the devil will always try to penetrate and he will always use human beings. You must understand that. Our people are in the main good sometimes. Our Gwojo Zoo, Brother Jacob. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, you talking to me, director?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are?
Yeah. Good afternoon from here. I'm Ogonna Colonel Conyers in the United States. I have been out for a while now. I haven't heard from you. Like some people say that we don't know hear from you, they don't feel complete. Like that's kind of my day-to-day life. I can't live without that. It looks like when Moses went to the to get the commandments, and the people behind started murmuring. They need something now, physical. And when Yeshua went to the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights praying. It reminds me of something when you are not on air. Some people have been adopted to that. I just happy for your life. It's not easy. I just can't do that. I have been there for a couple of times, but I don't know how you do that. I just want to say, if you care, but I know it's not possible for my own for my own view, I mean, suggestion, just talk on the radio. Tell us the truth, because some people doesn't want it. Well, I told you before earlier that Ezeoku na agba agba ona agbaka ona agbaka ona agbaka ona Muhammad Moifobo ona when you cook ona.
Of course,
I don't know what
ona we call it ona. I like it when it is cooked, and then after 3 days you then put it near the fire to roast it. Then
correct.
You cut it open with salt, with dry pepper, and with oil only. You eat it ona. Very nice. Yeah. Go ahead.
So people doesn't like to hear the truth. When the truth is picked, I see some of them, like I was watching YouTube, and I was looking at the speaker of the zoo that trying to impeach Jonathan and all the drama that they are doing. Like I was saying, Parliament, is that the same house that they have in other countries that they have? Do you see how those people behave? behaving like animals, jumping around, jumping around like cows, like truck passenger, what they call them? You see those people behaving, jumping up and down.
Abro, they call them. But they are animals in a zoo. And they have proven it. They are mad people.
I see those people talking. And I see those people, the type of cars those people are driving. One man, we have a convoy of cars, like 15, 20 of them. Only one man. And then you see those cars, very brand new cars. You know what I mean? Jeeps, all those Nissan Cruisers, all those big cars, you will see many of them walking by. And I remember watching a speech made by this great leader of the world that a man have ever seen,
Thomas Sankara.
Yeah, I see all those people, the man that came up. He took all those luxurious cars that those fools have. He made them to ride a public transport, have a public access to transportation, all those things. That's what is a civilization. You see those people going, just watch. Even a zoo is not secured. But watch the type of cars they drive with. Think about what they have outside that country. In that country that is not comfortable, see what they have in it and think about what they have outside that country. So you see that the life that we are living and what you are telling the people of the world to know, without doubt, I believe that they know what you are saying. But who will say this man is saying the truth and the benefit that they will get behind it? If they may lose their position in the world, they may do this, something may happen, but the truth, as you said, is only one. When you say either or, this or that, that's not true. You say the truth is yes or no. If it's true, you did this, is that you? Yes, it's me. Not maybe I come this way, I go this way before you come to the, no, yes or no. So that's what makes it difficult for people to understand in this radio. I so much appreciate whenever I hear your voice in the air. When, like my wife says, where have you been? You haven't heard from you. Where have you? I say, yeah, you are doing your work. You say, and she hear your voice today because since I've been not, I'm not around, I'm not listening, and she hear your voice. She say, yeah, you are talking today. She hear your voice. It looks like when you talk, something different. Feel the room, something different happened. So whenever you talk, whenever you speak, and whatever you said, anybody that sit down, anybody that reason very properly, we know that that's the truth. And nothing changes from that. So you see, you say that Enugu is a holy place.
You say that Enugu, you used to say that because you're supposed to be.
Of course.
That if you have been to Enugu, like a couple of years that I have been down in the east, if you have been to Enugu, when you come to Enugu, like in New Heaven or those places, you will be very scared. I think that is the most corrupt place. That is the most place that you will be in Enugu, and you will be scared of your life. Enugu, whenever you are in Enugu, you don't feel comfortable. You don't know who is who. You will see people like when you come to, as you are saying, people will say, will tell us very soon, who is your mother? I know one of them where I live. His mother is an Hausa. But I think that's, they said that place, the people, the first people that came, before, even though before the war, they came through that place, the Hausas, the Fulanis, they came through that place, their cattle inside there. Before the, even though before the war, they had kids there before the war, not after the war. So you see that all those stuff, anything that you say holy is supposed to be holy, but it's like Israel. It's, when Israelites, they leave everything, they leave their land, that they flee. So those people occupy everywhere. So you see that it's messed up. They don't know who is who. That's how Enugu look like. Enugu needs a very serious revolution in Enugu. And starting from Enugu, like you said, commence our march in Enugu. As it is now, we are not going anywhere. We better sit down and keep on listening. Because Enugu is very, very, very bad. As you said, I have been there. When you said, I have been there, I have seen. The people there are horrible. The people in Enugu, even though, what is it called? I forgot the city. When I come in there, you will see boys, mainly they don't want to work. They don't want to do nothing. They will be walking, hanging around, doing nothing. So you, when you come, they will be try, and they know when you are not from there. And when you are not from there, you are in serious trouble. Even they know you are not from there, you are in serious trouble. Those people are very, 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 very bad. Not only one person, not only two. A lot of them are very bad. That's my own take on Enugu. But nowhere, even though in Imo State, there are good people, there are bad people. Like we used to say, when you see an MBC man and you see a serpent, you first of all go and take care of MBC man, and later you come looking for the serpent. So you see, everywhere they have all their own problem, and they say when you go to like Anambra, you see Mary man when he dies, and you have a bell of money and you ring on his ear, he doesn't wake up. You know that the person is gone. So people have a lot of people, Igbos, they have a lot of issues everywhere. But in Enugu, there is a fear. Like if you go to Owerri, you will be very comfortable going in Owerri or Aba. Not that much fear. But in Enugu, there is a spirit in there that makes you, that frightens you. Even though on the highway in Enugu from Anisha going to Enugu.
Yes.
I mean, and you are going late hour, you will encounter robbers, armed robbers everywhere, that road. So that place is not safe.
It's not safe. I will tell you something, my dear brother. The reason why Enugu is how it is because it's a holy place. Because once Satan is able to occupy a holy place, the rest of the body rots away. So it is our responsibility and our duty to rescue Enugu from the clutches of darkness and Satan. So that it is the head, so that the rest of the body can be normal again. Aruchukwu is also holy and will need its own treatment later. But the source of every divine inspiration in Biafra land comes from Enugu and not from Aruchukwu. Aruchukwu is also very, very holy. We must understand that. But if you look at what happened when darkness came, when the rot set in, Enugu was bad and Aruchukwu was bad as well. And if you look at one thing that holds them together, these are the two holiest places we have. Enugu, because of his holiness, the land itself is holy. And at Aruchukwu, because the letter converted to Ibinukwu Abi, they left Chukwu Abi and started to talk rubbish later on. Let me tell you what happened to these two places. they will get slaves. You know, we used to sell ourselves to Hausa people. It didn't start today. So sabotage didn't start today. We used to go and round up Igbo sons and daughters and sell them to Hausa people. At Nike. People will come. Hausa people will come to Nike to buy Igbo people and sell to Arabs. Do you know that? And where did they get the slaves from? From Arujibu. It is not today that 419 started. 419 was practiced at Arujibu. They will take our people from there. They bring them. They go to Arusi Binukwabi. And they talk all manner of lies, you know, deception. They say Arusi Sikemen, Karusi Sikemen, Kosa. They bring them to Nike. And then from there, they will take our people and they will sell them into slavery. Because of that, Chukwabi became upset. And two things happened. Darkness descended upon Enugu and Arochukwu fell. That was where the British went to the heart of the problem and destroyed Arochukwu. And perpetual darkness came over Enugu. All I wanted to discuss with Prince Darlington is, why was there no stiff resistance all the way from Osaka to Enugu? Why did Enugu fall within 6 months of declaring that very war? That's what I wanted to know. The proximity to Hausa land is correct. Of course, I accept that. The proximity to enemy territory, that is correct, which is the reason why people sometimes people say, Owerri should be the capital, because enemies cannot reach it very easily. That Enugu, that Owerri is more defensible. We can defend it better. But it doesn't matter where your capital is. Enugu is a holy land that must remain so. And for Enugu to maintain its status, there must be holy people around it. They are the ones we are looking for, not the bad ones. The devil is a liar. I think somebody just said that transfiguration took place at Enugu. And who knows, it could also be where Satan tempted Yeshua as well. Who knows? Good or bad, it is our capital and the people there are good. Enugu people are good. Very, very good. It's only a few people who are bad. That's all. Enugu people are fab. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello, my dear letter.
My dear brother.
Good morning.
And good evening from here. Your name and where you're calling us from?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm calling from UAE.
From UAE. Turn your system down, please. Turn it down and speak to me via Skype only. Only through Skype, if you can, please. We don't want the listening public to become irritated.
Yeah, it's on.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, well, open choice to an Ifakita and I discuss this evening because Biafra is our own.
It is.
Our own, HLO. Everybody chalk. I have a phone at Biafra. I have a dog. I say, Ebebo, Ezibo, Oboda, and Ebebo, Ezibo, Oboda. I have a dog. Chalk at Biafra, Biafra, and a bambo. Where is he? Oh yeah, where's Zuga? State.
My dear brother, your line is still on. That is the problem that I have. Please, there is something called banter. There is something called banter. It used to happen between Wawa and Ijekebe, this in the old Anambra. It even used to happen during Mbakwe's time between Obo and Omohen. He said he would not build anything because Eakowa should have been here when he came, when the father came to Omohen to sell palm wine or something like that. It's called banter. Hi, my people. There is no sense of adventure, no sense of humor. Enugu is holy. It is holy. There is no place you will not find idiots. I am from a place they call Abia State, whatever that means. And Ojo Sokalo was born there as well. I've not killed myself. Ojo Sokalo is from, which is even worse. Now you understand. This is Radio Biafra, please. This is Radio Biafra. We are all one. There can never be any. What discrimination is that? We are going all the way to Idoma land, to Igala. We will bring everybody together into this family. There will be meritocracy. If somebody comes from Nembe and has the attributes to be the prime minister or the president of Biafra, we vote for that person. If somebody comes from Eket, you have the qualities to be the prime minister, we vote for you. It doesn't matter where you come from. What we want is the quality. Can you deliver on what you said you can do? That is all. Where you come from in Biafra land doesn't matter because our ID and passport will simply read Biafran. That
That is who we are. There will be no state of origin, community of origin, clan of origin. Where are you from? You can ask somebody, where were you born? Or where is your ancestral home? You can tell them, not where are you from. No, because we are all Biafrans. And together we'll get Biafra. All the way from Lower Benue to Lower Kogi to Enugu to Anambra to Ebonyi to Cross River to Akwa Ibom to Imo to Abia, all the way to Delta, all the way to Edo, if they wish to be part of it, at least Ebanke, which is in Edo, Ibuakere, all the way to Bayelsa, all the way to Rivers. We are all one indivisible family under God. We may not be able to take all of them now, but in time, we leave the door open if they want to join. That is the meaning of our name, Biafra. Come and join. If you want to join, come in and join us if you want to. I remember those that gave us the history of Biafra. I did my research. We went to the original part of the source of where we come from, where we grew up from. Let's go to the line and take this call. Too many calls all over the place. If you don't take your call, please keep trying. Some have been waiting for 6 months. The calls are too much. Even internet cannot contain our bandwidth. It is too much. They say people listening to you, it is way too much. We can't cope anymore. That is why we are opening up new avenues for people to be listening. Because truth is life. And here we preach the truth. And you know one thing about Ezeogu. Even if you're not there, when you hear the truth, you know, unless your mind is warped and you are full of evil. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Yeah, Director. I'm Ekago Ihikumere.
Don't tell me you're from Enugu as well, please.
No, sir. I'm from Bise.
Because people want to come in and defend Enugu. They want to defend Enugu. No, Enugu is part of us. Go ahead, please.
Director, I want to address. I want to address the last two callers that said, if a snake enters your room, that you first of all take care of him before the snakes. Well, I want to wish him the best of luck with the snake. Yeah, why is that?
please, my dear brother, and I love him.
He said, man, I hope the snake takes care of him too. I wish him the best of luck for him to mention such a statement on Radio Biafra about taking care of him before a snake. Well, good luck with the snake. That's what I want to tell you this night. Director, carry on, sir.
Thank you, madam. My own cousins, first cousins are from MBC. There's nothing wrong with them. And also, Mohammed, who is one of this very family, is also from Umbisa. There's nothing wrong with them. It's all banter. We must learn to live with that. It doesn't mean anything at all. It's just banter. When you provoke, can't you see sometimes when you upset your father will say that you look like your mother's people. And when you upset your mom, you say, you know, these things happen even in the families. It doesn't mean anything at all. This is Radio Biafra. The time now is approximately 6 minutes to 11 p.m. here in this holy land, of which, spiritually speaking, Enugu remains the capital without a shred of a doubt. And there are good people there as well. Chukwu Abiam, I would not have chosen Enugu if good people are not there. They are there. And I believe very strongly, to buttress my point, I believe there is only one Omuanigwe, and it is only in Enugu as well. The children of the kingdom of heaven. I rest my case. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you very well. Your name and where you are, please. Yes, hello.
Yeah, my name is Obinna. I'm calling from Pakistan.
From Pakistan, Obinna. Please go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah. I want to chip in something regarding our last discussion this evening. I don't normally like to call all the time. I have so much respect and regard to that our brother that an artist that you met in Manchester. But yeah, the call you made this evening, to me, I believe is a stupid call. So you don't have to make such a call next time.
But I
myself,
hold on.
I'm coming. The letter.
Okay.
I myself, you know very well. I'm from Ezea. I'm from Bobowa. The senior brother to my mother got wounded. He's still paralyzed up to today. You have his number. I gave you his number last time.
I have his
paralyzed. Get wounded in Osakore. Okay. He get wounded in Osakore in your own place. In another state, dear. March 1969.
That's correct.
Any person that is a Biafran soldier will confirm it.
I know Osakole sector. Right. I know Osakole sector. Yes, I know Osakole sector. Very
got right. Yeah, and that man is still paralyzed up to today. I myself, I'm still paying the hospital bill up to this moment I'm talking to you.
Hold on. You didn't hear what I said last. I am
not
sure.
You.
No, hold
about
on.
Hold
on.
I'm talking about that man.
Hold on now. Don't be offended. Hold on 1 second. There is something I said to you now. You didn't hear me when I concluded. I said, I am telling you about my own family, maybe not outside. Anytime you offend your mother, don't you hear your mother tell you that you look like your father? If you offend your father will tell you you look like your mother's people. This thing is happening. It doesn't mean anything. At all. It's just mere banter. It doesn't mean anything. I have first cousins from Mbise. My father's younger sister is married at Mbise. My own first cousins, flesh and blood. We banter all the time. It doesn't mean anything. No, I don't know why we take this thing seriously. It doesn't mean anything at all. It's banter. Like, wow, Andy Jacobé. It doesn't mean anything, I'm telling you. I am telling you right now, it does not mean anything. It doesn't. Let us not make it what it shouldn't be. It's just mere banter. We should be able to take all these things and laugh and get on with it. Even Scottish people with English people, they make jokes about themselves. Even Yorkshire, they make jokes about Brummies. Brummies make jokes about Cockney people, the area around London. They have Brummies, they have Geordies, they have, I think they have Yorkshire people, I don't know what they call them. They have the Brummies, Geordies, Cockney, and Scots, and goodness knows what else. It's just banter. It doesn't mean anything at all. It doesn't mean anything whatsoever. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go to the line and see who is there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Obinna, don't
yes,
be offended.
My director, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hello. I don't know if Obinna is still angry from Pakistan.
Yeah, my director.
If you're angry, so then go
director,
and kill one Boko Haram for me. Go ahead, please.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Good evening, my director.
Good evening.
My name is Benjamin Atri Ngene. I head from Nkerefi and in Kano East local government area of Biafra Land in Enugu State.
Thank you, my director,
and I am calling from United Arab Emirates, and by the special grace of God, I am the volunteer force leader from United Arab Emirates.
Are you people getting ready? Are you getting ready, as I told you, to get ready with Senegal? Are you getting ready?
Yes, my director, we are getting ready. We are waiting for your last command. I can assure you that. I am the head of volunteer force. So, my director, what I really want to chip in here is this. I hear from Enugu, really, but the truth is that my Enugu people, they are my people. I'm from there, my mother is from there, my father is from there. The truth is that our people, most especially, we have that blood of betrayal, but not everybody. I have to be sincere. I'm not from Enugu, I am a Biafra.
Hold on. You said your mom and dad are from Enugu, is that correct?
Enugu, from Nkerefi, go. My family, my mother, my father, my great-great-grandfather. So I have to be sincere over this. Let my brothers from Enugu just don't misunderstand that our brother that called. Really, what the man says is true. Uzogu was betrayed in Nsukka. And when I look at the people that are fighting against this, our struggle, really they are from Nsukka. I have to be sincere. I'm from Enugu, but I cannot hide rubbish. I am a volunteer officer. I ready to die for my nation. I am not waiting for what my country will do for me. What Biafra will do for me is not important for me. What is important for me is, what am I going to do for Biafra? And I believe some Enugu people again are ready to do the same thing. So let everybody not take this issue as maybe they are discriminating Enugu or all that. Enugu is fucking me and come from there. And I thank God you are not there now. But I believe that when we come home, we will take care of those people. We know them. We have good ones in Enugu. We have the die-hard Biafra in Enugu. We have the true core Biafra in Enugu. And we still have saboteurs. We will not forget that. We must remember that saboteurs in Enugu. Enugu has been taken over by Hausa Fulani people because of their closeness from Nsukka. So it's a truth. Because here in a Radio Biafra, we speak the truth no matter who offends. Maybe the truth will pain you, but the truth, the Radio Biafra, I'm ready to die for Biafra, is because of Radio Biafra. Because they speak the truth. So that is to let anybody from Enugu not get angry. It takes Kwenyago, Ngozi Madu, this stupid, hopeless idiot in Israel, Ngozi, Bera Sokwa. They are all from Nsukka. Nsukka betrayed Nzovu during the war. We know that. But some Enugu people still fought with Ojukwu to the core.
That's correct.
So that is it, my director. And again, I want to use the opportunity to thank all your members, all the real people that are with you. No matter where the person come from, we are one Biafra.
We are. Indivisible,
so God,
on that blood.
So God bless you, and we are waiting for your command for we to return home. We are ready here.
I know you are.
Thank you, my daughter.
Thank you very much. And so also is Senegal. I got the news that they are also ready. We are one family, indivisible. And Damien Joku, thank you very much. It is West Yorkshire versus South Yorkshire versus Barnsley. It's not only two people, there are even three there. There is something called the War of the Roses now, I remember. The white rose and the red rose. I think it's Lancashire. Is it Lancashire versus Yorkshire? Something like that. It's mere banter. It doesn't mean anything. Yet England, they go to war and they win. That's one thing I love about the British. They rarely lose any war. So we can all have this banter inside. We go to battlefront and we are one, indivisible and inseparable. That's what we want. Mere banter. That is it. Sometimes we laugh over these things. It doesn't mean anything at all. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, director.
Yes, my. Please, I hope you're not from Enugu.
Director, president of our own time, of my own time. May you live long.
And you too. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. My name is Ele Mark. Here is my Ruji.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, last time we came to Germany, we met there, but now I'm visiting in London. But I'm very grateful to hear from you once again.
Thank you.
It has been a long time now, because of one reason or the other. But I've been trying, anyway. I try some time, but you know, when I'm busy. So, for this evening discussion, normally, yes, of course, I'm from Enugu, I'm from Libby, in Enugu. But for this issue, director, what I want to say is, let us go on what the wife of our COT said, the wife of Clifford the Lion. The woman has said it all.
She did.
We should forget about all and focus on what it is. Let's stop about this discrimination. Who's bad or who's good? That's what I want to say on that issue, director.
Thank you.
So, you see, although I've been thinking about this, so my question and there's something that's bothering me sometimes about this, our struggle. You see, this, our so-called leaders, governors, ministers, I know that some of them, their children, they have grown-up sons, grown-up daughters, their children are also in abroad, some are in UK, some are in America, studying, doing their business and doing their private things. And this school they are going is part of our money that they are
fathers, the more they're stealing from government, we need to sponsor them, training them. If Biafra comes, director, what part are these people going to play in our country, Biafra, when Biafra comes?
You mean the politicians or their children?
Their children, because they are there. Yeah, but they say nothing. They are saying that all of them, they are grown up people. They're supposed to be telling their parents to stop doing that thing, their dream.
The thing is that you cannot visit the sins of the father upon their children. It's not possible. So if they come back and want to help us build our country, once it comes, we have to. You can't do anything to them. You have to allow them to come back. They are not their father. They are independent, okay. Separate people altogether. You know, that is the thing. It's very sad, but that is the way it is. But I echo what you're saying. They should start now to impress upon their parents the need to embrace Biafra and to do whatever they can to support Biafra. One thing is certain. We are fighting for a Biafra that is all-inclusive, that will accept everybody. Many more new people will come. People like Danny Glover, like Blair Underwood, like maybe Forrest Whitaker, they may want to come back from the USA and live here. You can't stop them. People may want to come from Jamaica, from Haiti, all those places to relocate to Biafra, which they will do. You can't stop them. Anybody, even the Sultan of Sokoto may want to come and live here. You can't stop him unless he's committed crime against humanity. You can't stop him from coming. Our name is Biafra, come and join. Anybody can come in. Anybody can come and join us because Chukwu Abema is kind.
Okay, Director. I just want to try also out of this argument of discrimination. That's why I just
we don't discriminate. It is called banter. That is the word. The thing about us is that we have become so prickly and sensitive that people don't joke anymore about anything. There is something called the War of the Roses in Yorkshire. People in Yorkshire should go and research it. Lancashire and whatever other places, Yorkshire and Lancashire, I don't quite understand. One does cotton, one does wool. That's how it started. One produces cotton, the other one produces wool. The one will not buy wool, the other one will not buy cotton from the other person. You know, simple banter. One is red rose, the other one is white rose. They play cricket. It's called a derby match, for instance. Anybody who's into football will know. Everton versus Liverpool is a derby match. If Liverpool goes outside to lose a match, Everton fans will be very, very happy. If Liverpool goes to play European Cup finals, Everton fans will be praying for Liverpool to lose. It doesn't mean it's called banter. It doesn't mean anything at all. Man City, Man U is just normal. It's just banter. It's as simple as that. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. God bless you too. We can't afford to discriminate. We've had a very exciting show today, I must say. Sometimes it is very good. It was taken over by Enugu people and for very good reason as well. Enugu is holy. And as I said, the only place that people answer the name Omo and Igwe, the children of the kingdom of heaven. You cannot get any closer to Chukwu Abiama than that. But we are saying that everybody must pull in one direction. When we get Biafra, we can spend all the time we have in the world. And I ask now, right now, people must focus, as Mrs. Iranya told us. I think she's also a doctor as well. I think she has PhD as well. I need to find out or confirm. She's also a doctor as well. She's a PhD holder too. As Dr. Mrs. Iranya said, the wife of our COC, the prize is Biafra. When we get Biafra, we can sit in a Biafra for 2 weeks. Nobody will blame us. Do you think if we get Biafra and we all turn into drunkards, anybody's going to blame us? The answer is no. That is why we must all focus on the prize. Senegal and UAE, get ready. Those of you going to training, those of you about to arrive at the camp, may Chukwu Abiama be with all of you and bless you. You have done something that most people cannot do by volunteering to fight for your country in truth and honesty. Your sacrifice will be remembered forever and ever. As long as there is anybody answering to a Biafran on this very earth, your names will be remembered. You fight not just for your country, you fight for immortality and for the glory of Chukwu Abiama's name to be known all over the world that only him is worthy of praise. Our battle is not just physical, it is also spiritual. And we have prevailed and will continue to prevail because the gates of hell cannot have any hold over us. Because our hands are clean, our conscience very clear. There is no way that Chukwu Abiama cannot give us Biafra, because his words doesn't change. We may change as human beings, but the words of the Almighty Chukwu Abiama never changes. That is why his mercy, his blessing continues to guide everything that we do on every blessed day. We have a commander here who lost the father. I will make a very special announcement tomorrow or next concerning him. We must show him love and concern and care. They have agreed to work with us. They say, anyway, I can't reveal very much right now. But to all of you who listen this very evening, I value all your contributions. But we must remember one thing, that we are here to get Biafra. Very, very key. That is the most important thing of all. And our friends are listening. Especially the Jewish lobby in America. They want us to talk about Biafra every blessed day. And they are listening. And we welcome them all the time. Our love for Israel is unshakable. And to even make matters worse for our enemy. My father's name is Israel. Why shouldn't I love Israel? This is Radio Biafra. We thank you for listening. And as always, today we have discussed the God's own kingdom upon the face of this very earth. The name is Biafra. That is why to us, Biafra is not just a country. Biafra is not just what we are fighting to liberate. Biafra to us is a religion. And here is where we worship this very tabernacle of truth. Radio Biafra is where we worship. Because Chukwu Abiama is God. Only Chukwu Abiama is worthy of worship. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama, will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. And we'll reconvene again tomorrow. From me here, it is simply good evening.
Oh, hail Biafra.